This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Ellie Taylor on FUBAR Radio.
Strongly, this is Ellie Taylor on FUBAR Radio. It's our first ever show. I'm joined by Simon Fielder, who is peeing his little pants at my professionalism.
Morning. Oh, incredible Simon. Start. Incredible start.
Look, there was a countdown clock and I didn't read it, basically. That's what happened there.
Sure.
Things literally can only get better from there.
I mean, what you've done is you've very much set out the stall early as to what people are in for. And that is a shambles.
Simon, go fuck yourself. How are you this
and
week?
The potty mouth. Incredible scenes.
I will tone it down from now on.
So
I just felt like
out
it
comes
needs
the
to
Essex.
Be said. You can't hide
early
it.
Early doors.
It always finds a way out. Like rats.
Sure.
How are you?
Wow.
How are you, Simon?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very excited to be here. What an absolute treat.
I'm very excited to have you here.
Day one.
So Simon Fielder is one of my favourite comedians who knocks around the circuit with
That's
me.
That's what it says on that piece of paper that you're reading.
He is very nice and has a mass... What?
I edited it.
Yes, good. What's been going on in your week, Simon? Tell
good
us.
Good Lord. What day are we up to? Thursday. Well, I'll tell you this much. I just got back from a couple of days in Devon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all kicking off.
Well, no, it was actually the opposite. Just went to chill out just for a couple of days. Went to my parents were there for a week in a cottage. They were like, you should come and join. They're not. They don't talk like that. I just went down to hang out for a couple of days.
Oh, that's nice. Is it floody down there? Wet?
There was wetness, but they seem to, certainly where I was, they've channeled it into the sea.
Well done, Devon.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Yes.
It hasn't been very rainy in London. I feel quite bad for all the people experiencing all the rubbishness.
To be fair, not far from London, there are floods. So I think we're in a rarefied position.
I mean, I literally haven't used an umbrella this week.
Let's not rub it in, though.
Sorry, guys.
People have lost quite a lot.
If people have, though, I don't think an umbrella would help them,
no,
to be honest.
I don't think so.
I've had a good week. I was in Nottingham this weekend.
What? How? Hang on. How was your week, Ellie? I'm awful at conversation.
And you really
it's all
are.
Me.
I know. But it feels like a speed date now.
Yeah, it's really
awful. How was your week?
Ding! Not interested. Essex. Next.
I read about a speed dating thing that people are doing now, which is where you sit in silence. And you just look at each other for like a minute.
I think
or two.
I heard about that. What? And then what?
I don't know. Then you move to the next person. Like, how do you just do charades? I don't know.
Do you think you get a vibe? Like, there's like an electricity.
Maybe.
Are you allowed to, like, halfway through, maybe just like put your hand out and touch hands, and then at the end you're immediately betrothed.
Is that how it works?
I don't know.
I would find that very odd.
That's how I do dates. What are you? Is that not? Should I not be doing that?
No. No touching of the hand in a creepy way.
The first 3 minutes we mustn't talk.
That's why Simon's single, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for getting that out early as well.
Hey, he's up for all offers.
Is there a jingle for that?
Simon
you can talk
is
over?
Single, eternally single.
Wait a minute. The first part was fine. Tell me about your week, please.
So I was in Nottingham for gigs, whatever. Stop going on about it.
Oh.
And I saw a man walking around Nottingham town centre with a dog on a lead in one hand and a barn owl on his other arm.
Oh, Dave.
Amazing.
Barn Owl Dave. Love that guy.
Took a photo of it, put it on Instagram. Filter, Natch.
What filter did you go for?
Oh, probably X-Pro 2.
Yeah, it's a solid, deep, deep burn. It's a deep burn.
How funny is that, just to walk around with an owl?
Where was the owl?
On his arm.
Was it on one of those, like, leatherette gloves?
Yeah. It was just, like, an old guy with a cap and an owl.
And did it do a turn?
No, it didn't. It just sat there.
It probably did do a turn. 360, the head.
Huh? Oh, tune in for the owl jokes, guys.
It's very early, guys. We've got to start somewhere. Come
Maybe
on.
That's how we could get you a girlfriend. You could just go out with different kinds of interesting animals on your arm.
Now we're talking.
And then see what gets the best response.
I think anything that isn't a dog immediately puts you into the lunatic category.
Just like a chameleon.
Walking around the park with a dog, like, oh, cute. You know, like that scene from Eddie Murphy's Boomerang where he pretends he's lost his dog to chat to a beautiful woman. If I'm walking around with, like, what have you got there? It's a crow. Its name's Henry. Why are you running away? I don't think it's going to.
So big pants for Valentine's, Simon.
Yeah, I'm going to a bird sanctuary to find a wife.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Have you actually got any Valentine's plans? I don't have any plans at all.
I'm doing a gig. Doing a gig in it.
Oh, it's so just romantic.
Just avoid any sort of commitments or real things by booking gigs on all relevant evenings.
That's what I'm doing. And then I'm going out with my girlfriend who I live with. Not like that.
Oh.
Oh, there, you know, I'm young. Anything could happen.
Allow the listeners the image.
And then we're going to drink gin and tonic and dance like mums. That's
nice.
What's going to happen.
Bit of a sad drink, though, gin.
It can make me sad.
Can make you melancholy. Is it a good day to be drinking the old G&Ts?
I fight against rules and conventions,
surely,
and I will have it whenever
like
I want.
Like bombs or nothing.
Do you reckon?
I don't know.
Screw it, maybe.
All right. Where are you drinking the G&Ts? I might come by.
It's a little private members club in Shoreditch, whatever.
Stop going on about all
Stop going on about Nottingham and private members
wow.
club.
For Nottingham and a private members club in 1 week.
I got the membership for free. Don't
Somebody's
worry about
living
it.
Living the high life.
Oh, crazy.
Because you did a gig there.
Because I did a gig there.
Sure.
I also had quite an exciting weekend because I ate 2 Rolo yogurts back to back.
Sorry.
Right.
Why didn't you open with that instead of Owl Man of Nottingham?
Talk about bury the lead, Ellie. Yeah.
Insane.
2 Rolo yogurts. I've never done that before. I felt I was in my bed in the Jury's Inn in Nottingham.
Sorry, can we just... Is this going out on air? This is an actual... I just want to...
The lifestyle
this is happening.
Of the luxurious lady.
Are the not moderately successful and reasonably well off. I mean, you're never a person who likes to be bound by convention, are you?
No, so... I'm just going to double up those Rolo
Let me ask you a
boys.
Question about the Rolo
Please
yogurts.
Do. Yeah.
Does it start off with a sort of chocolate mousse at the top?
Yes.
And then you break through a layer and it's got a caramel reveal?
What, are you making this weird?
Is that what it is?
Yes,
though?
It yeah. is.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you saying it like that?
I've never eaten one.
Oh, right.
Never eaten one.
Oh, you sound like you're making it seedy.
No, not at all.
I didn't like it.
What, me making it seedy or eating
Yeah, go and talk about crows on your arm again. I prefer that, I think.
Wait.
Have you been watching any of the Olympics?
I saw a couple tiny bits of it. Saw a bit of speed skating.
Oh, nice. That's
and
good.
Saw some snowboards.
I saw some snowboards.
Yeah.
Switch backside, 360. Lots of that chat.
Good stuff, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I only saw the half-pipey stuff, though.
Did you hear that quite a lot of the BBC commentators were getting told off for being unprofessional?
Really? In what
Because
way?
They're all like cool snowboarders, obviously, and they were just being really interested and excited and quite loud and squeaky.
Right.
And they got like complaints like, I saw a tweet that a comedian, Jen Brister, had put on Twitter. She was like, for goodness sake, it's the BBC, not Capital Radio.
Wow.
Which I liked
the
very
1950s
much.
Jen Brister there.
I thought it was incredible. I thought their squealing was very good. Coming from Essex,
it's snowboarding as well.
Exactly, it's cool and youth,
it's got
right?
Bowls. Who's
totally.
Who do you think is watching it? Like, you have to say things like Misty Flip, Muck Twist.
Oh, that was a bit squirrely. That's one of the words they use.
Is it
squirrely? That means to be quite frantic.
Oh, okay. I like that. I'm going to jot that down.
Jot it down.
I'm just pretending to jot it down.
I learned a very interesting fact about the Olympics that Vanessa May. Of the violin fame, you know, guys.
Fame, sure.
You know, everyone knows Vanessa May.
Pretty current references here for the kids. Go for it.
Let's talk about Jurassic Park. Vanessa May is competing in the skiing for Thailand. How cool is that?
Shut the front door.
No, I'm not going to, Simon. It's open.
What the deuce?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Really?
Yeah, she says she's managed to scrape in. She's not going to get any medals.
I mean, I would say there's probably not a lot of skiing in Thailand, is there?
No.
So basically she's like a Thai... national who lives somewhere where it's possible
her dad
to
is from Thailand, and so she's wow. got his nationality now, and that's how she can
I mean, that's pretty impressive. What I would say, Vanessa,
yeah.
is come on, you're already really good at one thing, let someone else have a go.
I know, but I don't think she's that good at skiing, to be honest.
No?
Maybe she just likes the outfits.
Do you ski?
Very badly.
Very badly.
Very badly.
You're quite tall. Does that help or hinder?
Hinder, because there's just a lot of limb.
There's further to fall as well when you take a tumble on the snowplow sitch.
Certainly is.
Never skied in my life.
It's the way of the jungle, Simon.
Okay, I think that's where you're going wrong.
Okay.
That's why Thailand don't have a great skiing team as well.
We've got an amazing show coming up today.
I'd love to hear what's in it.
Would you?
Yeah.
Good, I've got a list.
Okay.
We've got a fantastic feature that I made up called Kanye or Carne.
Oh,
Simon's okay. a big fan of this.
I love this feature.
It's really good and really has legs. I mean, it's literally going to last for at least 5 minutes and will never be seen again.
Mm-hmm.
Get on board, guys. We're also going to be talking about claims to fame. If you've met anyone, if you've had, I don't know, were you in an advert as a four-year-old? Were you the Andrex puppy?
Yes.
And stuff like that. Let us know. Have you had an interesting celebrity encounter of the week?
Maybe you ran into someone from Emmerdale on your bike.
Did you?
No, but I'm saying
that
would be a really good
That's
claim
quite
to fame.
Plausible.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh, who
See
really?
See how I made it plausible?
That was well done.
I drew you in.
And celebrity sound-alikes. Are you a person who is told that they sound like someone? Who is a famous person?
This is my favourite feature that's ever been on broadcast radio.
Because you can't do lookalikes.
No.
So we're doing soundalikes.
Yeah.
I've been told, actually, I don't think I've been told I sound like anyone.
Yes.
Who was that?
That guy.
Who's that guy?
That guy who does the voiceovers for E4.
Oh, yes, you do sound like him.
The X Factor.
It's a bad impression.
That's very good.
Thanks.
Carry on.
There's loads more. We've got time. I'll bust out a few more of my brilliant impressions.
We've got
later.
3 hours. We can probably allocate 15 minutes to that, to be honest.
Oh, good Lord.
We're also going to be speaking to some people from Holy Moly, the celeb gossip website. Uh-oh. We'll be hearing all the top stories that have been going on in Tinseltown and probably just London as well.
London Town.
So we've got an absolutely packed show. If you want to get in contact with us, you can tweet us at Foobar Radio or email me, ellie@foobarradio.com. And we'll see what's been going on with you. See if you've got any stories to beat me with the man with the owl on the arm.
You've put the bar pretty unattainably high right there.
That's how I like to do it.
Let's just say hope someone's got a Komodo dragon story.
We can only imagine. Here's some Aluna George. Aluna George there. This is Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio. Welcome back, lovely people.
Hello.
Oh, thanks, Simon. Today we are doing, as always, a celebrity roundup of what's been going on in the celeb world this week. There's been loads of stories.
Yeah.
Always the stories.
My phone has not stopped vibrating with notifications.
From?
So all the celeb news all I get updated celeb. With.
Simon does lots of research. What he does is he looks at the metro and then he comes in. That's basically what happens.
Sorry, where was that metro that I was meant to look at, incidentally?
Do you want to talk about Jurassic Park again?
Would yes, please.
There we go. Did you hear about the awful gaffe with the reporter talking to Samuel L. Jackson?
Do you know what I did? I saw the video of this. It was amazing.
So what it was a reporter in the States was talking to Samuel Jackson about his new film and stuff, but accidentally referred to an advert that was played during the Super Bowl that Lawrence Fishburne had been in, another black actor who we got confused about. And I think we've got a clip, actually, if I play this. This is the awkward exchange between the pair.
I tell you what, you working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
Cringe. What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, God.
Oh, you know what? I've been my mistake. I, you know,
see what? See, you're as crazy God. As the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. Oh, I know that. God. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
Fuck, you're exactly
that guy is dying.
You are guilty.
I am guilty.
I'm
next busted. Question.
I am guilty.
He thought
guilty,
you were Bob guilty. Dylan.
Right.
So awkward.
So awkward.
It's like that bit in The Office. No, that's the other one. What?
And you just see the guy like looking off camera, like, so I don't know if he's buggered up.
I wonder if it's just someone has written that down. And then he's just like, oh, little... Someone's lost their job.
And that Simon L. Jackson, he's not good either. Samuel L. Jackson is not a guy to mess around with. Like, he
no.
went proper fierce at him.
He controls the Avengers. Like, he could get the Hulk to come and smash you up.
Dude.
I don't understand the difference between reality and films.
Have you ever had an embarrassing moment like that? I mean, that is a proper embarrassment.
There was once a time when I was sat on the toilet and a T-Rex. No, sorry, I've confused it. I've confused it again, haven't I?
Are you out of... I had a sitting on the toilet story the other day, actually. I was in the loo's in Pret,
yep.
on the loo.
Wait a second, which hardly any Prets have toilets, so I'm intrigued as to where this was. Probably in bloody Nottingham, wasn't it?
You
won't stop going on about
God.
It.
I was in a Pret that will remain nameless because I can't remember that had a toilet.
Yeah.
And I was on the loo and a lady walked in because I hadn't locked the door properly. Mm-hmm. She made proper eye contact with me and whilst looking at me in the eye went, sorry, and then walked. Don't make eye contact.
You have... Where do you look, though? I mean, better that she's looking at your eyes.
Well, weirdly, later on, I went back to use the same loo. I was in Pret a very long time.
Wow.
And the guy in there hadn't locked the door. So when I opened it and I walked in on him, but he was wearing sunglasses and a hat and was on the phone.
Oh, he wasn't.
And was sitting on the loo. And I didn't want to make eye contact in the same way. So I closed my eyes, which made me look like, oh, God, how dare you be doing that? And then walked off.
That's too weird. That does actually remind me that exact thing happened to me a couple of weeks ago. But I was the person doing a tinkle and someone just opened the door. But for boys, it's okay because I was facing the other way. So it was kind of like, oh, what am I like?
I was not facing the other way.
No, well,
square
it would be weird
contact.
If you were straddling the seat facing the wall.
So, I used to do that as a kid.
Put your ankle up and then do the tap from there.
Oh, my God. Simon was just telling me earlier that he didn't know how girls do wees. So he was pondering whether we actually have a little tap on our ankle, mm-hmm. like a bag of wine, sure. and that is how we empty.
Would be ideal, though, wouldn't it?
Well,
more convenient than a she-wee.
Invent going to Dragon's Den. It goes all the way down your leg.
Could just hang, drape it out of the window during a car journey.
Splashback.
Horrific. Horrific.
I think quite a lot. Like when I was a little girl, I would sometimes sit backwards on the loo just to pretend I was a boy.
I feel like maybe a comedian or someone has a bit about where you can, can just like eat your breakfast cereal while you're sitting on the loo, get stuff done.
A multitask whilst
waiting. Yeah, instead of, because, you know, when you sit the other way around, if you're in there for the long haul,
yeah,
for a deuce, can be tricky, can't it? What do you do? Some people read and never understood that.
I don't, because I just think if you know what you need to do,
get
go
in there,
and
get it done,
and get
out.
Don't, like, make it into...
So glad we're on the same page about that.
I think this friendship could last.
I think what's going to happen is our toilet breaks are going to go in sync after a few shows.
We do everything together,
oh,
Simon.
God.
And that's what I love about you.
Yeah, this is going to be incredible.
Have you ever been mistaken for anyone like Samuel Jackson and Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, I mean, I am mistaken for Morgan Freeman quite a lot.
I get that.
Yeah. I don't think I look enough like anyone to be mistaken for them.
I was once in a magazine as a picture of me was used.
Oh, amazing.
With an article for Beverly Turner, who is married to James Cracknell. But using my picture, it was an interview all about her and how she was 39. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
With two children. And
not a great picture. Not a great picture.
I'm aging well.
Yeah. Let's ramp up the airbrushing on Ellie Taylor henceforth.
Unbelievable. But
well, that's
I didn't,
weird.
But I didn't mind. James Cracknell is a very attractive man.
Who do you get in terms of like people you look like? If you were going to open your set with, I know what you're thinking, insert name of celebrity, let themselves go, who would it be?
I get Steve Tyler from Aerosmith.
Yes, incredible.
Yeah, it's quite...
That's actually a good one.
I know, it's reasonably
it's
accurate.
It's rude, but it's good.
And then Colleen Rooney, Cher Lloyd's mum, probably.
Always, it's one generation up every time.
Yeah, what about you?
You used to get Ben Stiller occasionally.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Generally quite irritating, that kind of...
Yeah. You know, got a really fit wife, multimillionaire... Super successful in comedy.
So much in common.
Not a lot in... That's, I think, yeah. Oh, the lead singer of the Hoosiers.
Oh, I know who you mean. Erwin Sparks.
Sure. Yeah.
I can't believe... I pulled that out of my
brain. I don't know
brain.
His name, and I should have that as a reference. You have absolutely nailed it. Yeah.
I love the Hoosiers.
Yeah. Well, you know, apparently I bear a passing resemblance to their frontman.
Well, you should monetize that.
If only there were a way. If only there were a way. Is this app interactive? I think let's do it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
We have got there's other amazing stories this week
all
in
right.
the celeb news. Have you? I don't know if you've seen this. Billy Ray Cyrus of Miley's dad's fame.
Is that his chief claim to fame these days?
Yeah.
That's it.
A sad thing
for this
thing,
generation.
Isn't it? Oh, absolutely.
Wow, that's terrifying.
So he's the dude who did "Achy Breaky Heart"
yes.
in 1944. He's now re-released it.
The classic post-war celebrations theme.
That's what they're all dancing to in the pictures of Trafalgar Square in
yeah.
the fountain.
They've all got their thumbs hooked over the belt loops, doing like a little line dance.
Oh, well, he has re-released the song in a hip-hop style with an equally awkward video. Maybe you want to just go make a cup of tea at this point because
it
is.
Oh, you're going to play it?
Yeah, just a little bit. Sorry. Here we go.
Let me tell you, B.I.C.
That's not him, by the way, at the beginning. That's his mate.
It's weird because I keep mistaking him for random black men as well.
So the video is like
it's
randomly
like
on
space porn.
Yeah, and there's lots of girls in like underwear grinding. And so it's awkward.
I did want it to turn into a mucky bluey.
It basically has,
it
I think.
It looks like that. I'm like, if you just take all the musicians, get rid of Cyrus, the rapper, let's just have all these ladies dancing about in the buff.
Why is he doing that? Is he just cashing in on Miley with all the twerking and stuff?
Maybe. Or maybe, you know, I'm surprised no one has co-opted Achy Breaky Heart in some sort of other pop guise.
I'm surprised Miley hasn't. She's missing a trick there.
But she wants to be different, doesn't she? She wants to step away. She doesn't want to be like I'm his daughter.
I don't think she's under.
She's like, I'm my own mess.
Yeah. Do you like Miley? Do you fancy Miley Cyrus?
No, not at all.
No.
No.
I don't know anyone who likes her. That's really
Where
harsh.
Was that going?
Her songs are quite fun, but like as a person, she seems like a bit of a idiot.
Yeah, also I think she's got that, a very deep southern drawl, hasn't she? Which is
Yeah, she's got quite a deep voice.
Yeah.
Oh, I should save that for sound-alikes.
You should. Is that what she sounds like? But well, let's save the good stuff.
Hey, my dad did It Can Break Your Heart.
I likes to go twerking.
It's a very good noise.
Yeah. I think that voice is oddly unattractive, isn't it? It's like I don't know, like an Essex accent or something.
Go do yourself.
I will. I'll
you
have to.
Bloody man.
No one else is going to.
Hey, do you know what we can do on the FUBAR app? You can do an interactive thing called a clap or a slap, which means that you can go on onto the app and vote for a question that we ask. And I reckon the question we should pose is Miley Cyrus
hot or not?
Hot on or an idiot or not?
Oh, okay, wow.
Is Miley Cyrus an idiot? If you think she's an idiot, go onto the little app thing within the app and hit clap. If you think she's not an idiot and she's actually a legend in her own right.
A legend.
Hit slap. Doesn't sound like slap would be the thing that you'd pick.
Slap a good thing.
Why not?
Okay.
Oh, no, it's the other way around.
It's really confusing.
Yeah, I'm confused myself.
I'm just picturing like her twerking, Robin Thicke slapping. Is it good or bad?
Stop thinking about Robin Thicke. That's never a good thing.
Oh, no.
God, right. Okay, go on there and do clap or slap and we'll see if this actually works.
Okay.
I'm excited about
Hopefully
this.
On the app there'll be like a thumbs up or a thumbs down or something that makes it clearer which one is good and which one's bad.
The app will explain it and then I will, clearly.
We've massively confused.
Big time. Right. Yeah. I reckon we should get some music now. Because,
I'd love to hear some.
Daft Punk, how does that sound to you?
Love them. Love them. What track is it?
It's a little
I hope it's Instant Crush.
It's called it. Oh my God.
Is it Instant Crush?
It is Instant Crush.
Sounds like it. I love this one.
It sounds quite slow and sexy.
Would you like to wear the Daft Punk masks?
I have got quite a lot of spots at the minute, so that would work quite
well.
Could
we get those? And we could do like a promo picture of us just wearing them.
And anything else?
No, nothing else. Just the masks.
That sounds beautiful.
Oh God.
I'm going to dream about that tonight.
FUBAR Radio.
Hello, it's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio, giving you all your celebrity roundup that you could blooming well hope for.
Celebrity news!
That's so good.
Thanks.
Simon doesn't get paid any extra for doing that.
Nothing.
That's the only reason you got the job.
When the contract negotiations come up, I'm going to withhold the instant jingles. Insta jingles!
It is just always the man from the X Factor, though.
Yeah, I've got to do it in a different voice, haven't I?
I think you need to find your own one.
I don't know what it is.
Do the Miley Cyrus voice.
My name's Miley Cyrus. I like to sing. I like singing and I also enjoy walks in the countryside.
The listeners are missing the cross-eyed as well, which is...
I almost didn't know I was doing it, but I think it informs the voice.
Now, before we heard Daft Punk and Instant Crush, we asked the question on a clap or a slap. If you think Miley Cyrus is really cool or is she an idiot? Can you guess what the results were, Simon?
I'm going to say that everybody thought I was super smart.
You sound like in Winnie the Pooh, there was like a beaver or a burrowing animal. Oh, have I made that up?
Isn't Winnie the Pooh English?
English, yeah. Yeah.
There was a weird hillbilly who infiltrated Winnie the Pooh.
Where am I thinking of?
I don't know.
If you know what I'm talking about, a weird burrowing animal who was a beaver or a something, let me know.
Wow. Are you thinking of Watership Down? another classic South American tale.
It's like in Downton Abbey where they bring in the Americans sometimes.
Yes.
That's exactly what
to
it was.
To pep it up a little bit.
No. Well, the results were actually reasonably conclusive that 78% of you thought she was an idiot and did a slap. 22 gave her a clap and thought she was a dude.
Well, gosh darn it. I'm going to have to go back to school.
Speaking of weird animals,
yes.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Janice in Edinburgh, because apparently there's a lot to deal with in this story. There is a lovely transvestite who takes an iguana for a walk around Calton Hill in Edinburgh. You'd think that would be enough.
Right.
What's the iguana's name? Dildo.
What?
There's your whole Edinburgh show sorted. There's the show.
Dildo the clip.
Can we track this person down?
That's not a real human, surely.
And find him, her, a transvestite.
I would just go find the iguana.
Well, I mean, well, the you find the tranny, find the iguana.
That's
true. It's the classic turn of phrase.
That's what we all say.
You know what they say.
We've got more celebrity news stories to talk about.
All right.
Because it's all kicking off in X Factor gossip.
Uh-oh.
Cheryl Cole might be coming back.
What?
I know, right?
Hold the front page.
Yeah, apparently.
Hold the front page.
Oh, is that Cheryl Cole?
Sure.
I mean, arguably, that's worse than my Miley Cyrus.
Is it?
Or, you're so cute, I want to put you in my pocket.
That's actually quite good, but what the listeners couldn't see, and it turns out impressions are a lot informed by what your face is doing.
Right.
I have to go cross-eyed to do Miley. You were sort of pouting as you did Cheryl. Like you've got to put your lips out like that, haven't you?
And swish your hair.
You've got to, because you're worth it, man.
Yeah, she's currently coming back to the X Factor, Paz. Scherzinger's out.
Wow.
Cole in.
I mean, it's a sort of like for like, isn't it, I suppose? But, you know, she's like a bit more of a national sweetheart. Keep it, you know, it's X Factor UK. We're meant to have the talent here. We churn the talent out. Let's keep it. Let's keep, shut down the borders, right? Next thing you know, some Albanian's going to be on X Factor, isn't it? Unbelievable.
Thank you, Nigel Farage. Lovely to have you in.
Another one of my impressions.
Very, I mean, you are whacking through them today.
When I do that impression, I do the face of a prick.
Yeah. Oh, it's always your face.
Oh.
Yeah, so she might be. I think that's weird because when she went to America to do the X Factor over there, she got the boot after a couple of days.
Because nobody could understand what you were saying, man.
How weird. And all that stuff.
What I think is great that we're doing is not alienating
absolutely
any of the listenership
not.
In the northeast
no,
of this country.
Absolutely not. I mean, we've got a story from Janice in Edinburgh about the iguana.
That's a different country.
What?
Don't say
details.
I went to university in Sunderland, guys. Hold tight.
I went to university in York. That's Yorkshire.
That's close by.
Is it?
Well, it's not. It's on the way there, though, isn't it? On the train.
I've never been to Sunderland. Probably going to keep it that way, guys. Oh!
Slamming Sunderland, my
jokes.
Alma mater.
I didn't know what that meant, but then I remembered.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure Sunderland is lovely.
It's fine.
Maybe they have people wandering
around. I mean, it's no Newcastle. What? Wow, Civil War on the show right now. Incredible.
Are they like arch enemies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll beware of that when I go to Sunderland. Don't go to Sunderland. Don't say that. You can't whisper things like that on the radio.
I'm
mouthed that don't go there. Doesn't work, love. Doesn't work.
No, it's fine. I haven't been back. I'm sure it's lovely these days.
So she's coming back on The X Factor after Simon Cowell gave her the boot.
Why did she get the boot the first time?
She got the boot in the America one, apparently, because they couldn't understand it. That's what the story was. But to then go back on the English one after Simon Cowell has embarrassed her in a global fashion.
Yeah, that's not cool, Si.
No.
Simon.
He's always Simon.
Name with.
She's going to have to be paid a lot of money.
Why
right?
did she leave the English one?
I think because she was doing the American one. Maybe?
She just went for the big bucks.
She's done the English one quite a few times.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, she's...
I'm not that informed on it, I'm afraid. You're going to have to lead me on this.
Well,
how do you feel about her coming back, though?
I think she's a very good judge. Although Scherzi's really good. So I reckon if you could have Cole and Scherzinger on there,
yeah.
I mean, it's many dads would be quite happy around the country for that.
Scherzi's probably a better judge of boyfriends.
True.
Yeah.
True dat.
I'm really out of my depth here, but I know that her boyfriend isn't a conniving footballer, right?
No, he is a...
He's a bloody F1 driver.
Yes.
Are they still going out?
I don't know. They're
this
quite off and on-y.
Ancient news. Ancient news.
Hey, if you are Nicole Scherzinger, give us a tweet at FUBAR Radio. Tell us your current relationship status.
Yeah, because
please.
also, just to reference the jingle from earlier in the show,
Simon
is single and will die alone unless Nicole Scherzinger texts in. Hey, plans for Friday.
It's all on you, Nicole.
It's me and the Scherz. Why don't we go go-karting or something? Oh, no, that'll probably bring back memories.
Yeah, that's an awful, awful idea.
All right, we'll go cinema.
Classic.
What Nando's.
I reckon Scherzinger loves a Nando's.
Yeah, everyone loves a Nando's.
Oh, no, I've got a joke about this. You could take her to KFC for a Scherzinger burger.
Oh, wow. Professional comedian Ellie Taylor.
Proved it right there. Talking about people breaking up. I wasn't, but let's
okay.
go anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Nicole, I'm doing the same story. Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling apparently have kicked the bucket. That
they've
means
they both died.
It's a tragic accident. Yeah, they're not going out anymore. And I know loads of women are very excited about the fact that Ryan Gosling is now single. I couldn't give a monkey's.
What? I'm excited he's single.
Are you?
Yeah, he's got a cross-genre appeal.
I thought you say cross-eyed.
But Mendes as well, to be fair. She's a hot one.
She is very hot. Yeah. But no, with Ryan Gosling, I don't see it at all. Couldn't give a monkey's.
Have you seen the one with his abs in it? They ain't all of them.
No, Simon, have you seen the one with its abs in it?
A lot. It's my screensaver.
Is that what you're doing on Valentine's Day?
There's that really good one. It's got Steve Carell in it and Emma Stone.
I don't know.
I want to call it a rom-com, but I think that's to do it a disservice. It's really good. He's in a good few good movies.
I've only ever seen him in The Notebook, I think.
Why have you done that?
Because I was told I had to watch it to
Drive.
Cry.
Drive's good. Place Beyond the Pines recently. Very good. I'm going to find out the name of that smashing one. Do you know what the name is, Nat? She's written it in Crazy Stopping Love.
Stupid.
Crazy Stupid Love. Yes, it's great. That's a really good movie. You should watch it.
Oh, well done, great producer Natalie, pulling that out of the bag.
Great date film. I watched it on my own, obviously.
Oh, obviously. You're like an in-studio Google. That was amazing.
This is really good. Really good.
So I couldn't give a monkey's.
I didn't know they were going out.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
They've been together for years and years.
Are they definitely split up?
Yeah, they're desky. Although she was...
I thought she was making fun of it on Ellen. Yeah. Like they are together.
Yeah, no, on Ellen, what she did, right, Eva Mendes, Ellen said to her, oh, hey, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? And then she did a dance, that's what Ellen does.
That's not in your wheelhouse.
No, it's not a good
impression
one.
Impression of Ellen.
But Ellen asked that question, and then Eva Mendes said, oh, probably just, you know, have takeout and, like, watch The Notebook.
Zing.
Right.
Strong.
She must have thought, like, that's... She's thought about that, right?
That's
she's
good. Thought about it. But she said that because they have broken up.
I think so. She didn't sort of talk about that.
I feel bad. That's a shame. But what I would say is good news for everyone else, because two super hotties back on the market.
I reckon me and you over to LA.
Bang. I'll get Gosling.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Sure. Ovs.
It's the way of the world.
We're going to have an ab off.
So me and Eva.
Me and Gosling can just like go running on the beach together, you know, just do our like Sean T workouts together.
Oh, Sean T. Are you still doing Insanity?
Being creds. Completed it, mate.
Whoa.
Completed it. Onto T25. It's Sean T's new one.
Oh my God. Simon, if you told me you had completed Insanity, I would have said that in my introduction about you.
Oh my God.
Amazing comedian and dream weaver of Insanity workout completer man.
For the full launch show, let's get a jingle made up with Sean T shouting stuff.
If you guys aren't aware of the Insanity workout and who the bejesus Sean T is, it's an amazing workout that you can buy mostly from advertorial thingies.
Yes.
That are on very late at night
if
when
you've
you're
ever
drunk.
Fallen asleep on your sofa and woken up at 3 a.m. to a very ripped man shouting at you about getting in shape. That is how you can end up buying it.
And that's what Simon did.
Correct.
And let me tell you guys, it's insane how good he looks.
I think I would go on one of the advertorials, like all those people who you don't believe.
Yeah.
I would go on and be like, well, to be fair, a lot of them are like, when I started, I was 300 pounds and I lost 140 pounds. But I would be like, when I started, I was about 65 kilograms and I'm probably about the same. But I mean, you know, it has sort of toned things up and it's just health, just good to be healthy. And then they'd be back asleep. No sale.
Well yeah, done, so that's a real achievement.
Thanks very much.
I mean, if you don't achieve anything else this year, which you probably won't, that's really something.
Pretty harsh.
Really something.
Pretty
well
harsh.
Done.
Thanks.
Bloody Katie Hopkins. She's still around.
She's a dick, isn't she?
She is. But you know, she invited her Twitter fans.
Fans?
Yep. Mm. To tweet her during a Twitter Q&A.
That sounds like an excellent idea that in no way could backfire.
There were some beautiful things like questions people asked them were, what's your favourite salt lick or hay?
Because she's a horse.
Yeah, right.
Brilliant.
Oh, and then why have you always been a stuck-up fucker? That was
wow.
One.
It's almost poetic, that one. I quite like it.
And why do pointless celebrities keep doing Q&As over Twitter?
Meta. Wow.
But she said it went so well, she's going to do it again next week.
Really?
Why is she doing that?
I don't know. She's an odd one, isn't she?
She's a really odd...
She's like Teflon, though. It doesn't stick,
no.
Does it?
I mean, she's carved a career for that yeah. Now.
Now she plays the character of that ridiculous woman.
But what can she... She can't really be that awful, right? No one can be that awful.
No. In theory.
But they can't. She can't.
I want to meet the puppet master behind who's pulling her strings, who just goes like, no, no, no. Say more. Make it worse.
do. This is someone just yum, yum, no. Let's put set her next to one of the Geldofs and make fun of her weird child-rearing ways.
Mr. Burns impression.
Yeah,
that's the fourth one
it's
of the
basically
show.
Basically, the Daily Mail, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And the Daily Mail is behind Katie Hopkins.
Almost. She embodies that whole sort
of... Oh, my God. This is a great conspiracy to start.
Yeah. Let's unearth it.
If you open up her brain, it's just a tiny little man from the Daily Mail running it.
I'll be Mulder. You be Scully.
Okay.
There's a reference from the 90s for everyone. It's X-Files. It's pretty big, guys. Come on.
Hey, Jurassic Park.
So obsessed with Jurassic Park.
I love Jurassic Park.
Clever girl.
Sometimes I think if I ever get married, I might walk down the aisle to that.
That would be incredible. But you have to, your bridesmaids have to come from either sides and like surprise the bride.
I'm doing a really good velociraptor impression.
Yeah, you've got to come down like sneaking like this.
I can do a really good, I really need a door and I need to peer around it and then it's very yes. realistic.
Scary. I'll hide under a sink or like a metal table. Yep. In a kitchen, is it that scene?
We should do that.
Let's reenact the whole of Jurassic Park for the rest of the show.
Welcome to Jurassic Park!
Attenborough, he's in. I can do him as well,
I can
out.
Do quite a good physical impression of when Ellie, that's her character name.
What?
She has to run and she's got a hurty leg.
Well, I'll tell you what works on radio is physical impressions.
So this is it.
Yeah.
Run! Run! Dragging leg, that's it. No, but in real life, I do a really good draggy leg.
Can you do a Jeff Goldblum impression?
No! Yeah, okay. I can't. Yeah.
No, perfect.
The last big story that I wanted to talk about is Rihanna's a bit broke.
What?
Oh, no, she only had £1 million left.
Oh, no.
Boo-hoo.
So that's going to really eat into my pick and mix budget.
Apparently, she was she's suing some accountants for being rubbish, giving bad advice. And she managed to get through £17 million or dollars. In a year and leaving her with only £1 million in her
what?
Pack. She's all right now. She's back up to like 24. Don't worry about her.
I mean, how? She doesn't spend it on clothes.
Oh!
Am I right? Put some bloody clothes on, woman. You must be freezing.
How does she spend £17 million dollars in a year?
If someone said to you, it's like Brewster's Millions, another reference. This one's from the 80s.
What the hell are you talking about?
A Richard Pryor film where he can only inherit all this money if he like spends it all or something like that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know it is.
That's
but,
a disgusting
you know,
concept.
It was the 80s. It was a different time.
Right,
you know, stockbrokers, yuppies,
yeah.
mobile phones, etc. How would you, if someone said to you, you've got to spend 17 million in a year, what are you going
to
pass
what, it? What, I had
on?
To?
Yeah.
You
to be
yacht.
Fair, a one-bedroom house in London, done.
Yeah. A parking space.
A yacht.
Yeah, yachts, they will eat up loads of money.
Yeah.
They're like gazillions.
Do you want a yacht?
Well, yeah. Why not? Who doesn't want a yacht? I went on one
I'm
with
not
a
that
lift
bothered
once.
About it. What?
Yeah. I had an old boyfriend who was a stockbroker. He went to.
That sentence has really let me down.
I don't go out with him anymore.
Okay, I'm glad you came to your senses.
And he had meetings near Cannes during the Cannes Festival.
Sure.
Yeah. So we ended up going out for dinner or whatever and ended up being invited back on these people's boats. I think they were grooming us. But anyway, the yacht had a lift in it.
Why is there plastic over all the furniture? on the oils. There's a lift in a yacht.
There's a lift in a yacht.
That's insane.
And the night ended in a very odd way because we left the boat. They didn't groom that successfully. on the way home, bumped into Chico from The X Factor.
Save it for celebrity run-ins. Incredible scenes.
I mean, some people meet amazing people in Cannes.
Yeah.
All the A-listers. I mean, bloody Chico time.
You start at the top. Work your way down.
Unbelievable.
Wait a minute, Clooney. It's Chico time.
If you guys have bumped into anyone better than Chico, it's going to be hard. Let us know. Give us a tweet at FooBar Radio or email me, ellie@foobarradio.com. Fancy some Eminem?
Love Eminem, please.
Okay, let's go Berserk.
Featuring
Eminem.
Rihanna?
Is it?
I think so.
Nah.
It's not. If it's not written down, it doesn't happen.
Oh, no.
Well, frankly, she needs the money. Let's see if she pipes up in it.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch.
Eminem with Berserk there. You love a bit of Eminem, Simon.
Big fan. That track does not feature Rihanna.
Yeah, you were wrong.
Sorry. It was produced by Rick Rubin, though. It's good. It's one of the good tracks off the album.
Look at you, muso face.
I like it. Sorry.
Should I get that album?
It's good. It's not my fave, but it is a good album. And probably half of it is really good. And like so many hip-hop albums, it's probably like five tracks too long.
Are you a proper hip-hop dude?
Yeah, I like hip-hop a lot, yeah. It's one of my specialist subjects, sure.
I'm not really into hip-hop.
Okay. Shall I make you a mixtape?
I'd love that.
Okay.
I would really like that. Okay. I think the most recent album I downloaded was Taylor Swift, so I think we're on quite different pages.
Okay, I'll knock you up a C90.
What's that?
As a tape, as a cassette.
Oh, right.
You know, I thought it was something from the past.
Like Star Wars. Oh.
No, that's C-3PO. Oh, man alive. Jeez. I can just hear women tuning out in their droves.
Oh, they did that hours ago. Don't worry.
Ellie.
We've got an amazing caller who has a brilliant claim to fame.
All right.
You psyched? You want to hear?
Very excited.
Jeremy, are you there?
Jeremy is here.
Hello, Jeremy there.
Reporting for duty.
How are you, Jeremy? Are you a fan of hip-hop, first of all?
I suppose so, yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't sound committed,
isn't it?
Doesn't sound good.
Unconvincing.
You know when you speak to someone and you're like, what sort of music do you like? And they're like, just thought of a bit of everything. Get out. Nothing. Not interested.
Jeremy, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Are you enjoying the show?
Very much so.
Whereabouts are you located, Jezzo, if I may?
North London.
North London.
Vague.
Is it wet there?
Not at the moment.
Okay, good news. Let's keep it that way, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Stay dry.
Okay.
That should be a new thing. Stay dry, guys.
That could be a little sign-off.
Jeremy, word on the street is you've got a very cool claim to fame involving a certain celebrity chef. Hit us.
Yep. I once staged something of an intervention where I prevented Heston Blumenthal from entering McDonald's.
What?
A drunken Heston Blumenthal.
What?
What was Heston... So he was trying to get into McDonald's and you physically stopped him?
Physically, maybe not, but I thought this is a guy at a low point, a low ebb.
Wow.
He needed a hand.
Of all the people that shouldn't be in a McDonald's, surely it's a...
Yeah.
Maybe he had exactly. like some liquid nitrogen, he was going to dip a Big Mac in it or something.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Highbury and Islington.
And Heston was going in there. Did you have to talk him down? Like, Heston, you don't need this. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Was it late? Was he a bit sheets to the wind?
Yes.
That's a way of saying drunk if you're a person who likes to talk in riddles.
Yeah. Was he sheets to the wind?
How many is it? Three? Maybe he could have if he was four. Game over. Yeah, game
Definitely.
Over.
Go for a kebab
have you
after
ever been
five.
Four sheets to the wind? Absolutely.
I don't think I'd have had much luck if he was four sheets.
So he was just going to go in and you just said, Heston,
what you
take
doing,
a
mate?
Look at yourself, mate.
Yeah.
So were you successful? You prevented him from going in?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I didn't see him enter.
What was his reaction?
Initial shock.
Sure.
but maybe some appreciation.
And do you guys still exchange Christmas cards or anything? BFFs?
No, I think he probably tried to remove it from...
I think what's going to happen is that there's going to be a very successful Twitter campaign where Heston tries to find Jeremy,
mm-hmm.
and then they meet up, and then there's a feature in the Evening Standard about...
Yeah, and they share a happy meal.
Oh God!
Who gets to keep the toy though?
Heston, of course, Heston does.
Heston does. He loves it. He'll put it in liquid nitrogen. Is he the one that puts things in liquid nitrogen? That's all I've got.
It's
all I've got. I know one fact about Blumenthal, and that is he bloody loves freezing stuff.
Jeremy, did Heston try and put you in liquid nitrogen?
No, although that was a fear.
Lucky escape.
Jeremy, thank you so much for calling in.
He's from Batman.
A pleasure.
And Robin.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Oh,
what a ledge.
Big fan of Jezza. Good call.
Who's your other favourite celebrity chef?
Well, Ramsay's an easy go-to, isn't he?
I like a Delia. She's softer.
Yeah, that's more old school, isn't it? Tradish.
Do you know who Delia is a really big fan of?
Rihanna?
No, it's Foster the People, which is the next song I'm going to play.
Oh, okay. Can I tell you who I don't have an opinion of at all about?
Delia? Foster the
both,
People?
Both, in fact, yeah. What's your favourite Foster the People album?
The first one.
Yeah, I preferred like their early demos. I got them on 8-track.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like the way their sound's evolved. Like, it's interesting. It's definitely got a more commercial bent, but, like, it's just not for me anymore.
Were they on the Jurassic Park soundtrack?
Na 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 na. Oh, fade us out.
I'm Annie. Going to.
Just
going
fade
to.
Us out.
FUBAR! What was the channel again?
I forget where we are.
Was it Heart?
Is it Capital?
No, yeah.
Magic FM!
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Goodness me. That's a cacophony of sound in my ear.
What was the local radio station where you grew up?
Essex FM.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be... where I grew up, it was like Power FM or Ocean FM.
Oh, there's a new one that started called Phoenix.
Better.
They rise from the flames of being from Brentwood.
Oh, so they like burnt down the Essex FM building for some sort of insurance scam. Right.
That's the way we roll.
Perfect.
Welcome back, guys. We've had a packed show so far. I mean, you've missed some amazing impressions by Simon of various people.
A lot of celebrities have had their colours nailed to the mast.
I mean, Miley Cyrus, Cheryl Cole, all the women Simon's done brilliantly well.
Oh, well, Yes, I've done Cheryl Cole and Miley Cyrus, guys. I don't like to talk about it.
Don't brag. But if you want to get in touch, please do on @FooBarRadio on the old Twitter thing, or email me at ellie@foobarradio.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, please.
Otherwise, it's just me and Simon talking to each other and looking at him eat sushi.
You're going to get some of the sushi.
But I only like veggie stuff because I don't like fish.
Well, I'm going to give you a bit that's got some fish hidden in it.
Did you not? Because you're very concerned about my omega-3 intake.
Yes. Listen, I need your joints supple and healthy, all right? You've got long legs. You've got to keep them flexed.
Oh, thank you for your concern.
What's the weather like up there?
Oh, how we laugh.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Dies alone.
Coming up, we've got my amazing feature called Kanye or Kanye. Mm. It's all about Kanye West, guys. I don't know if you got that. We're going to do some celebrity soundalikes. And, you know, we're just generally going to have a very jolly good time.
Yeah.
That's basically what's going to happen.
That's basically what's happening.
Are you looking at... You look like you're looking at the emails. Like
I was just checking through some emails to see what people had said.
Are you just doing some admin on there?
Yeah.
Sorting out your electricity provider?
Just getting on some date insights, doing Facebook updates.
Oh, I'm reading the email that you're looking at. Slightly contro.
Shall I read it out?
Well, let's it's about Sunderland.
Yeah.
The land of the Sunder.
The land of Sunder. It says, Sunderland is a great place to go out. The slag to gooden ratio is way better than up the tune.
And that person is...
It doesn't have a name, so I don't know if it's...
I just think we'll call him Dick. That's about that.
What if it was a girl who wrote it?
Then she is a dickette.
Dickette, also. And I would also say that that is factually incorrect, having spent 3 years there and not had a girlfriend the entire time.
Oh, how disappointing for you.
I went to Newcastle afterwards, though, and, you know, just chucked it about like a loon.
A loon in the tune.
I absolutely didn't. I was really sorry. Sorry.
That email's thrown me a little bit.
Has it?
Yeah.
What's thrown you about it?
I just don't like the sort of misogynistic use of the word slag there.
No, you're absolutely right.
I think they can go do themselves.
But if it's a girl that's written that, would that be okay or no?
Well, no, it's not.
I don't know what a slag even is these days.
Well, according to that politician, it was a lady who... Oh, no, it was a slut. A slut is about someone a woman who doesn't clean behind her oven.
What? Is that a euphemism?
No, because in the olden days...
Is that where the wee comes out?
That's... Oh, my God. No, because in the old... Like, to be a slutty housewife was you don't sort of clean your house properly and stuff.
Oh, okay. Whereas nowadays... Imagine if... When I type slutty housewife into Google, if I was like, well, this is just a video of a woman ignoring a bottle of Mr. Muscle.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
It's basically an episode of Super Hoarders. That's
I wondered where that sentence was going.
Now, I'm interested in all your claims to fame. So if you have had a claim to fame, maybe you did something as a child, maybe a family member or a friend did something amazing. Please get in touch with us at FooBar Radio or email me at ellie@foobarradio.com. Simon.
Yeah.
Do you have a claim to fame?
I've got a few. I'll start with the little ones. How about... How do you file people who went to your school? Is that a claim to fame? Or is it just like a person was near you?
Whatever.
You'd put it in tenuous, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but that's fine.
Okay, got a couple for you.
Yep.
Roger Black, the athlete.
I used to really fancy Roger Black.
He was head boy at my school before I was there.
Wow.
But he's...
That's a good one.
He's definitely probably got like his name on some shit.
He's like Olympic gold medalist, isn't he?
He's pretty big time.
Nice one, Rog.
This one you might like as well, but for different reasons. Uh-huh. Rick Edwards.
I know him.
Yeah.
He did T4 and stuff.
Yeah.
I know him. Oh, right. That's
He still does quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He was in the year below me. Never met him. Didn't
the year
know
below you?
Yeah.
But he looks like a man.
I know, and I look like...
Girl, no, yeah, you look younger than him. Is what I'm saying.
Thank
it's a compliment
you
in there,
yes,
somewhere.
You should have sort of started it. Like
sorry,
that, really, rather than just grappled for it.
You have the youthful appearance of
You've got to know where the sentence is going.
Yeah,
when
but
you
I just
start
strong, and then Peter, and I hope you'll start talking before I carry on.
No, because if it's a compliment, I'm like a little dog, and I'm like, a treat is coming, and then nothing,
and then I kick you.
Yeah, and then I have to go and shit outside. So those are two minor ones. The big one that you know this.
Do you need a drum roll?
Yeah, go for it. That's not a drum roll.
It's just angry slapping.
Yeah. Drrr. Slap or clap. I'm in an episode of Friends.
Yes, you have told me this before. This is a brilliant one. Yeah. Tell the story to the listeners.
Well, some years ago, when I worked on a TV show, I got to go on a junket to the Los Angeles to interview the creators of the TV show Friends. And they thought I was such a bloody good lad that we went to see a taping of the show after we'd interviewed them, and there'd been a lot of messing around and that sort of thing. And they went, do you want to stand in the background of this scene, me and my producer? And so we were like, yes, definitely.
So who was in the scene?
It was Phoebes.
Oh, nice.
And Monica.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I'm just stood at a table in the back of Central Perk. You can see me if you pause it.
I was an extra. Before I did comedy, when I was like a student, I did extra stuff. And I was an extra in a film called Penelope, which had an amazing cast, but literally I think went straight to DVD.
No, I haven't seen it.
It was Christina Ricci, and she had the nose of a pig. And it was like a fairy tale. And it had Reese Witherspoon and Richard E. Grant in it. And I had to be in the back of in a pub, and Christina Ricci was playing darts, and she had a pig face.
Did you get to touch any of them?
I smiled at Reese Witherspoon, and she smiled back, which means we are best friends.
Yeah, I think so, right?
That's quite a good one.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, that is good. I'm trawling to think if there's any other good ones, but I don't know what else there is.
You're not going to top Christina Ricci pig face.
No way!
Oh, my mum was on the first ever Generation Game and won.
That is a good one.
With my granddad.
That's good because it's sort of rubbish, but good.
They recently, a few years ago, they were contacted by a production company who were doing a sort of documentary about the Generation Game, and they showed clips of it.
Wow.
So they've been on telly twice now.
What did they do with the speedboat? Did they win a speedboat?
I think back in those days, it was like you got a...
powdered egg.
You've won a gas mask. Cuddly ration book. That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's incredible. But, no, that is a good one, though.
But I'm from a great line of...
Winners.
Professional winners.
Professional winners? Sure.
I've had some good celebrity encounters this week, actually, that I haven't told you about.
Oh, I'd like to hear them on air,
I was at a national broadcaster's sort of office recently in London.
Well, like, you can't say the name.
No,
there.
I know. Like, no, really?
The national broadcaster.
Yeah, that one.
The other national broadcasters are not available.
Exactly that. So I was there and I saw three people. I saw...
Great place to go spotting.
I saw... It is like, you know, there's going to be a lot
there,
of...
They're
They're all there. I saw Peter Andre.
Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Strong start.
Fern Cotton.
Excellent.
And the last one, Liam Neeson.
What?
Holla. Oh, how good is that?
He's got a very specialist set of skills.
And he was using them.
Was he?
He was walking like dude. But do you know, that's the second time I've seen Liam Neeson. The first time I saw him was, and this is a really weird story, was on a rooftop bar in Moscow.
Wow.
And I recognise him just from his profile.
Yeah, he's got a good profile.
I was
actually
really proud of that.
Were you taken by him? I'm out of here!
Let's stop the show. That's the peak.
Thanks very much. He's a big man, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's quite sort of charming. He has quite sort of the voice is quite low and a lilty.
A bit of brogue.
Yeah, but that's good. Yeah. Oh, Simon, can you do the whole show like that?
Sure. If you give me my daughter back now, I'll say no more about it. But if you do not, I will find you and I will kill you.
That
sort of
like
Terry Wogan at the end, isn't it? A little wibble wobble in my head there. If you give me daughter back, then I'll find you and I'll kill you. You're listening to Radio 2.
Oh my goodness. There's an ITV2 show right there.
I should get a really shit impressions show going, shouldn't I?
I think...
you've got the hookups at ITV2. Let's do it.
Okay, can I be in it?
You can be like the Morgana, yeah.
Oh, I could do that.
She's good, isn't she?
I can't do any impressions at all.
Well, we're both shit at impressions. That's the sell. Maybe it's a game show. People have to guess who we're doing from our shit impressions.
Whilst we do our Scottish accent. It's all right. It was Usain Bolt the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Time for some music. What do you reckon?
Yeah. What is it?
Well, I think it's a little bit of Foals.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And My Number. I like Foals.
Yeah.
My favourite of all the baby animals.
What's your favourite number?
3 or 7. What's yours?
7's a good one, isn't it? But
it's mine. You can't have it.
Oh, I'll take 3.
Yeah, of course you will.
I'll take 27.
Falls there with My Number. Hello, this is Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio. We were having a lovely time chatting about celebrity, this, that and the other.
Certainly were, weren't we? We were getting through it all.
I'm positive about the rest of the show is going to be equally of a high standard.
I think Claims to Fame has lit a fire underneath it. It's got us enthused and excited, yeah. I'm going to read out a claim to fame someone just sent in, which I thought was absolutely smashing.
Okay,
someone, I'm going to preface it with really unnecessary words. So, no, this one is an absolute charm.
Yeah.
Sugar Plums texted.
Yeah.
That's a person,
yeah.
Apparently.
Okay.
Bit odd. I was once chatted up by Oliver Reed. Okay.
Amazing.
No great shake so far. He's right. Basically had sex with everyone, right?
Okay.
You guys might not know this, but it's probably happened. The rest of the story is excellent, though. I just turned 18, she clarifies. Not sure we need this. And went to the village local. He was a total gent, but at the end of the night, he passed me £100 and his address and asked me to mail my pants to him.
That is not true.
She finishes the story with, I did. Nailed
it. No, she didn't.
Nailed it. I really hope he ID'd her. I hope that's the relevance of the number.
That is not real.
That man,
that cannot be real.
You, every time you think he's, well, what else could he have done? You hear something like that and you're like, he is incredible. Thank God he's dead because he'd almost certainly be involved in Operation U-Tree.
How much money would it have to be for you to actually follow through with that? So
to mail my pants to someone.
To mail your pants to someone.
I would easily do it for £100.
Would you really?
Why not? They're just pants.
Yeah, but that's weird.
I don't think it happens with men's pants as much, to be honest.
Are they
like
not
in
fetish
Japan,
sites?
It's not like vending machines that you could buy men's boxer briefs from. Maybe you can, but just to wear them.
Are there vending machines in
Japan that sell girls' pants? Yes, apparently there are.
That they have previously worn?
That's the theory, but, you know, it's probably, there's probably just a machine somewhere that rubs a bit of something on them.
Simon's pointing at his sushi.
I didn't want to make it unpleasant.
Oh, my Lord. Did you have any other emails knocking around?
Yes, there was one actually that was Valentine's based that I thought
would
enjoy. Because that one was a little bit laddie, and let's face it, you know. I think it's the show is probably, it's probably 30% laddie, to be fair. I'm not sure I'm bringing 50% of the lads. Here's a nice one, though.
Okay.
Valentine's based. My boyfriend was driving us to my parents' house on Valentine's Day. He stopped the car and gestured for me to get out. He got down on one knee and said, look up. In the sky, a plane was skywriting, would you marry me? I said, aww, yes. Years later, he admitted to spotting the plane and just making the best of the opportunity. From Eloise in Bristol.
Oh, Eloise.
What a lovely story.
What a lovely opportunistic boyfriend you have.
I wonder at what point in your relationship you're like, we're settled in enough now. There's something I have to tell you. What? Oh, no. What is it? Is it bad? It's sort of bad. Oh, is it Carol from work? I see the way she looks at you. No, remember when I proposed to you? Yes, it's one of my favourite days I've ever had. The skywriting, the perfect timing, the where we pulled over on the M4. I love that lay-by. Yeah, I just saw it and thought, I'll give it a go. Give it a go.
I mean, he must have loved her to do it.
Yeah, maybe he'd, you know, been planning it anyways. But they're pretty expensive.
I mean, to write that many letters, mm-hmm, that'd be crazy.
Did you see the, do you know the American comedian Kurt Brownaller?
No.
He, last year, he did I suppose it's like a publicity stunt, basically.
Mm.
He put it out to the world, social media and stuff, said he was going to hire a skywriter to write something funny. What could he get it to write?
Yeah.
And in the end, the one that he went for, and it's the name of his album, and it genuinely happened. There's a picture. It looks amazing. In skywriting above LA, just says, how do I land?
Oh, nice.
Very strong.
I thought you were going to say it was just going to be a massive cock and balls.
No. I think that's maybe, yeah, the difference, isn't it, between our level of comedy and the successful comedian Kurt Brownlee's.
I think you could be right. Yeah. Let's save all our money and do that sometime
this
year.
That would be pretty good, wouldn't it? How much is a Skywriter? If you are a Skywriter,
tweet
only,
at FUBAR Radio.
Only about three in the country, if they happen to be listening.
Yeah, I reckon probably between £25 and £50. I reckon that's
what. I reckon we could. There's so many people in this office and studio right now. I reckon we could have a whip round, get a Skywrite. They can draw a caricature of you and I and write FUBARradio.co.uk underneath it.
That would be amazing.
Marketing.
Your face would be hard to do. There's a lot of stubble.
Yeah. They could do it like Bart Simpson's hair. Yeah?
Wait, I like you. You've always got an answer.
Yeah, you sound like all of my school reports.
Yes. Let's hope you've got an answer for this next quiz that we're playing.
It's a link.
There, I did one. It's called Kanye or Carne.
I'm into it. I wish there should have been a jingle.
There should have been a jingle. Yeah. I'll do it again and you can do one.
Okay.
It's called Kanye or Carne.
She give me money when I'm in the...
I was going to do a noise and then I backed out.
Oh.
Like a hip hop. That was all I could do.
Wow, okay.
That was very good. Yeah, so thanks. This quiz that I came up with is basically, it's about Kanye West. Don't know if you got that. Yeah, and it's about things that he has said, because he says ridiculous things. So I am going to test Simon to see if he can tell which are the real, genuine Kanye West quotes and which are just ones of mere fabrication or ones that other people have said. Are okay. You ready?
Yes, I understand the rules, Ellie. I'm ready.
Good, okay.
I'll also do the quiz show sound effect.
Okay. Okay. Gladiators, you will go on my first, I saw. Simon, you will go on my second. 3, 2, 1. But my greatest pain in life is that I will never be able to see myself perform live.
Kanye.
Totes.
Totes Kanye.
Ta-ching!
Yeah, you've got to get the right sound.
I know, I hadn't worked out what it was then. That's solid. Oh, that's good.
Okay.
You have to mark your own stuff.
Right, okay.
I'm doing
a tick.
You're
going to trust me to mark my own?
I'm not a fan of books. I would never want a book's autograph. I'm a proud non-reader of books.
I mean, it sounds ridiculous enough for Kanye. I'm going to say yes again to that one.
You're absolutely right.
Boom.
I would never want a book's autograph.
2 for 2. The way he thinks is incredible, though.
He's bonkers.
I would never want a book's autograph. Classic.
If I was alive in biblical times, I would not be one of Jesus' disciples. He would be one of mine, and I want him to worship me.
It does sound ludicrous, but I'm going to say Kanye on that one. Kanye.
Of course it was Kanye.
It was Kanye. Oh.
What a ridiculous human being.
Soz, 2-1.
It is. 2-1. It's a shame my daughter only has half my genes. It means she will only ever be half as amazing as me.
No, Kanye.
Still Kanye!
What?
I can't believe that is a... awful thing to say.
This is tough. I thought multiple choice wise, maybe I should have just stuck with Kanye all the way through.
Did you hear what Joan Rivers said about their baby?
No, what did she say?
She was really harsh. She said she's never seen such an ugly baby, a baby that looks like it needs a shave.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Good old Rivers. She calls it like she sees it.
She does. She sees a hairy baby, apparently.
She sees a hairy baby and she says it out loud.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you going to do?
I don't think... is that the line where you be mean at babies? You can't really be mean at babies.
It's tough, isn't it? Because the problem with babies is you usually see them with their parents in a normal environment.
So you just say it behind their back.
It's very rare that like, if I was like, look at this picture of my friend's baby. And you could go like, ah!
Yeah.
But I think the fact that I had a picture of the friend's baby on my phone would be weird.
I've got a really awful one of my niece when she was born. She looked
like... let's make fun of it.
Oh, no, it's disgusting. She looks like a mixture between like a Shar Pei dog and a butternut squash. She's...
amazing. How old is she now?
2.
She grown out of it?
Yeah, she's all right now.
Thank goodness.
But there were times when I thought, if I had spent hours in labour giving birth to that...
I'd put it back.
Put it back in.
Put it back in.
You wouldn't want it.
Put it down the old Super Ted shoot.
The Super Ted?
Oh,
did you
God.
Just reference Super Ted?
Yeah. How, like, is the age...
How old are you?
What is
you?
The demographic for this show? Is it people who are 70?
I think you're going well with that.
Remember Super Ted? He's a reject, isn't he? He gets booted down the... Anyway, so what I'm saying is if you don't like your baby, chuck it down a chute. It'll turn into a super-powered thing that fights a weird Texas Pete and a Skellington.
And that's the childhood advice from Simon Fielder.
Nostalgia Corner with a old man in a young man's body.
Next week, how to deal with teenagers. Just don't ever deal with teenagers.
No.
Simon, after that, I think you were a winner of by 3-1. Oh, you got them right.
Was it? I thought it was 2-2.
2-2. You got it right.
It's a tiebreaker.
Simon, it's a ridiculous quiz. No one gives a shit anyway. I only liked it because Kanye, it lends itself quite well, that name, doesn't it?
It's a good play on words.
For God's sake.
I wanted the opportunity to be a winner.
It's never going to happen.
I just want to go on the Generation Game and win a gas mask or some powdered milk.
You're not going to be my mum, so stop trying to be her.
Okay, that would be weird.
But should we get some music?
If there is some, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I think what we're going to have is a bit of I Break Horses.
That's not a real band.
Apparently it is.
Is it?
I Break Horses.
I feel like so out of touch.
Producer Nat is nodding, but we're not... She could just be making us say anything.
There's a film called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? There's a band called Pulled Apart by Horses. Just fade me out, I'll keep doing horse references.
So that was I Break Horses, apparently.
The made-up band?
Yeah, the horses... it's gone. That was it.
Immediately shut it off.
They've broken the horse.
Wow.
Did you like it?
We should get back on the horse.
Okay. Oh, I'm trying to think of anything else.
No, I was trying to think of one more horse-based band.
I was
going to
say,
I'll
take you under my wing. But they don't. I don't know that.
Pegasus.
Yeah, you've always got my back.
That's what I'm here for.
High five.
Air five.
That's great.
Got to do the noise. Otherwise, they won't know.
So we've done the celeb roundup. Mm. We've heard about amazing claims to fame.
Yeah, we've had some smashing ones.
I think it's time that we discuss TV.
Nice.
Did you like the jingle? Yeah, I did it, and I just learnt from you.
Thanks.
TV.
That's all you do. That's all you do to make a jingle.
Seen anything good on TV?
Tell you what, I just wrapped up. You can't eat a carrot.
I just picked up a carrot stick. Of all the things to eat,
the quietest of all the foods. That's delightful.
Should just do that for a link.
Yeah,
I've got to swallow that.
I reckon that someone will really enjoy that.
Okay, I'll just put the carrot stick down.
It's quite a sensual food to eat on air.
I'm finished now. That's like a horse as well.
Weird. So weird. It's kind of gone like into a surreal place. I'll tell you what I just finished watching.
Go.
And it's timely because season 2 starts on Friday.
Yes.
House of Cards.
Now, I've heard many things. This is only available on Netflix, isn't it?
Correct. You can buy the DVDs, I believe.
It's meant to be super good.
It was ruddy smashing.
And it's got Robin Wright Penn, who was in The Princess Bride, which is one of my favourite films of all time.
Yeah, it's got Robin Wright Penn. She is great in it. It's got the Spaceometer. Kevin Spacey to you and I. the space station. He's great in it. Yeah, it's really great. I didn't see the British original, so I'd come into it afresh. It was a show in the 80s, I believe.
It was, and I haven't got Netflix or anything like that because I would just lose weeks of my life with watching telly.
You should get it.
I can't because I know what I'm like. I would gobble it all up. I'd binge.
But that is the beauty of it, is that you could just get it free for a month, watch House of Cards, and then you're done.
No, but I know what I'm like.
But you're just like, oh my God, they've got RuPaul's Drag Race on here as well.
I've always wanted to watch that show.
Oh God, you should get Netflix. See you later.
See, I would have no life.
Just going to be me hosting the show next week.
I could do an Edinburgh show about RuPaul.
Ellie's at home watching Storage Wars season 6.
Is there a show about Storage Wars?
Yes, have you never seen it?
No.
They open up like lockers and things in, storage units.
I'm familiar.
So when people don't pay for them, they get like claimed, and then they have auctions where they open the door. You're not allowed in. You look at it, and then they bid on it.
And sometimes is it massive, and there's something shit in it, and sometimes it's tiny, and there's like
sometimes
diamonds.
They're like, I saw a bookcase, but behind it, I saw something poking out. I thought it was a handlebar, and then they go back there, and it's some sort of chalice,
like the Holy Grail.
Like
is
the
in
Holy
there.
Grail
is it was in big yellow storage the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, I do need to get Netflix
the
in that case.
The penitent man shall pass. Sean Connery impression.
I don't know what that means. Oh, from...
Indy.
Junior. Junior.
Again, another. Add it to the list.
Sorry. Can we get the television commissioners on the phone?
Junior.
There's a young man who looks a bit like that dude from The Hoosiers. He could do a smashing Sean Connery.
God. This bloody markets itself, doesn't it?
What was that?
That was just a sort of like a children's character, that one.
She loves that. To be fair, I have done the voice on several children's TV shows. Okay, don't like to talk about it.
Simon.
Yeah.
Just didn't know you were so talented.
So House of Cards was good.
So House of Cards
was
good.
What have you watched? Anything good?
I've been on BBC iPlayer quite a lot recently. I like the fact that you can download stuff and watch it when you're on a train. Like on
Very
the way back
strong.
From gigs, it's really good.
I'll tell you what, iPlayer is a bloody great bit of kit.
It really is. You can watch something on the train on the way back from a gig with a gin and tonic in a can.
In a can on the train.
Gin in a can.
My life is going great.
Woo! I'm crying on the way home in
but
the quiet
at least
carriage.
I'm watching Downton, which isn't on the BBC.
Oh, you fucked that up.
I'm really sorry, guys.
But I've watched quite a lot of Uncle with Nick Helmin.
Oh, you keep meaning it. I watched the pilot and
really
I have not
good.
Caught up on it yet.
It's so funny and it's quite touching.
Is it?
In a way, like, do you know Modern Family? Have you ever watched Modern Family?
I haven't, but I'm
aware Same
of
kind
it.
Of thing. Like, really, really funny. Brilliant characters. Really well-rounded characters. But individually, it can be quite sort of sentimental. But not in a gross way. Just in a really nice way.
Yeah. Poignant.
I would highly recommend it.
Well, I absolutely will. Big fan of Nicky Helms. Ovs.
I also watched that, that ITV show, Births, Deaths and Marriages, all about Marylebone Town Hall.
What?
I watched two episodes back to back and I bawled my eyes out.
Really?
It was all about people getting birthed, deathed and marriages.
Getting deathed.
Yeah, they did. Oh, lots of deaths.
Oh, no.
And it was really
interesting. They probably don't film those like live, though,
no,
do they? Like they do the marriages.
No.
This is Norman. He is planning his death for Sunday the 14th.
Oh, you've made it dark and it was beautiful.
Oh, okay. No, it sounds lovely.
It was really... they call it, instead of birth, death and marriages, they say hatch, match and dispatch.
Wow.
What? Lol.
Nice.
It was really lovely.
Could be BDM, couldn't it?
BD-
if only they did births, deaths, surprises and marriages. Be BDSM. It's a sex thing.
Oh, I've read 50 Shades of Grey. I'm familiar.
All right, more than I am in that case.
Mm. I've been to Anne Summers. I can do that side of things.
What's it like in there? Eat a carrot while you're telling me.
In Anne Summers?
Of course I bloody have. No, I go in the really mucky ones, not Anne.
Oh, the proper ones in Soho?
Yeah.
With the security guard out the front.
They don't have security. I don't know.
Again, another option.
I have been
option.
In Anne Summers.
Okay, it could be another option for a Friday night, for Friday Valentine's Day.
Does anyone want to go on a date with me and we'll go around the sex shops of Soho drinking gin?
I would chop my gig and do
where's
that with
gig?
You.
Where's your gig?
It's in London Bridge. Where's your? Where's
mine's
yours?
Mine's out of town, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
But by the time I get back, it'll be like the perfect time for us to slop around the sex shops. How did this conversation end up here?
I don't know, but I think it's going to finish really well because now we're going to play Mark Ronson, Bang Bang Ban. How we laugh.
We should have a Bang Bang Ban.
It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio having the time of our lives.
What?
Is that the time of their life sound?
Yeah, I think so.
That was very good.
What sound do you make when you're having the time of your life? Wow.
I've never made that before.
Mucky.
I won't again on the radio.
Nay.
I'm enjoying the use of the word mucky a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have I popped it out a couple of times?
Yes.
Sorry, that was
my God.
I just did a really dirty laugh as well.
It's because I've taken my jumper off and I've got a black, white t-shirt with a black bra.
It's a mucky look.
It is. I'm enjoying it.
You'd probably fit in Sunderland.
What is it with you in Sunderland?
She's furious about that one.
Good God.
Soz.
Back off.
It's based on the email.
I got that, Simon.
I'm saying you're
I've a
slag.
Been here the whole
is
time.
Is this not clear?
I used to deliberately
it's
wear...
It's actually fine because you can't see the...
You pointed.
The boob area.
You disappointed there.
Yeah, I know.
I used to deliberately wear black bras under my school shirts.
Why?
Just to look, to be like, hey boys, I have different coloured underwear.
Trying to be provocative.
I didn't have a boyfriend for quite a long time.
Maybe I should start wearing black bras under stuff.
It's a look.
Is that what it is? Is that how you draw them in?
It helps.
All right.
It really helps.
All right.
So loads of you have been tweeting and emailing us in. Simon, hit me with the best ones.
I'm just going to do, it's a bit of a random one, because we were talking about the weather and it's all wet and stuff. And
it
I didn't.
Is.
You don't want to make light of it, because obviously it is awful if you've been flooded out. But Francis emailed in from Soggy Somerset.
Oh,
he
dear.
Says, I haven't been able to get to work as my cottage is surrounded by water. Boo. However, I went to France at the start of the year and bought a carload of wine. Hashtag good times. Hashtag hick. Hashtag lunchtime drinking. Yay. That is how you deal with a flood.
Turn that frown upside down.
No kidding.
And pour booze in it.
Smashed it, Francis. Nice one. Cheers. There was a quite a good spot as well in here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see if I can find it. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I was once in a gift shop. I'm doing a different voice for this person. I don't know why. I was once in a gift shop in the Lake District near Troutbeck when... Sorry. When Benedict Cumberbatch came in with his mum and dad.
They bought a tea towel.
New story of the week.
It's a slow week at Heat magazine.
That is a Cumberbatch news.
Mm-hmm.
That's solid.
Yeah, it's fine.
Tea towel buying.
What are you? Are you a Cumberbiatch?
Is that what they call them?
One of the Cumberbitches.
Is that what they... Mm-hmm. Do they?
Hmm. I would love it if I had coined that, but I don't think so. Yeah.
Kind of, I think.
Yeah, what about when you were all like buffed up in Star Trek and
yeah, I quite liked
nasty.
That.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sister got into, to like, what's the word? Sci-fi. Loads yeah. in. Couldn't remember the term for it, but I was really into it.
I tell you what, I love some sci-fi.
The fi stuff.
And, yeah.
The stuff and his monsters.
I loved him in Star Wars. He's yeah. brilliant.
He was really good.
He was brilliant.
The other dude in Star Trek was nice as well. He was Captain Kirk.
Chris Pine.
He's very good.
Yeah, Alice Eve as well in that. Really
is that the British girl?
Really
now that got on my wick or not. If you haven't seen Star Trek, there is a scene where a beautiful blonde woman, for no reason whatsoever, is caught in her underwear.
She's so fit though.
But it's at that. It really wound me up that.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary.
I feel I kind of would love to counter by saying... I imagine Chris Pine gets his shirt off at some point in the movie as well, but I can't. I've got no facts about
it. It was
that.
Utterly gratuitous. It
was gratuitous.
And it made me angry.
I think I actually looked away and I didn't see it. And I was like, hang on a minute. I was told Alice Eve is in a bra in this film and I had to go back and find it.
What were you doing?
Do you
not
want me to tell
it?
You what I was actually doing?
Oh, were you working up to the scene?
I was working up to it, yes.
Started before.
I was laying out all the magazines. I only wank in the 1990s.
Oh my goodness me.
It's really mucky, this show, isn't it? It's,
well, you've made it
I
mucky.
I feel like the last one was, I did, was not mucky at all. You said fuck about 8 seconds in.
I did, well you made me.
I'm
okay,
not
let's
sure
go highbrow.
Yeah.
Have you got any political satire?
Yes.
Eric Pickles is fat.
is that satire?
That's it.
Oh, the bloody government. I mean, these floods remind me of the... Oh, it's like it's trying to keep your head above water in a financial crisis. I've got nothing.
Have you got any more texts or emails? Have we peaked at Cumberbatch?
No, there was a couple of claim to fame, a pretty short claim to fame, this.
I met Dappy in Primark in Mare Street in Hackney. He was buying cheap socks. Hashtag fashion fail.
That's the same person, apparently, by the voice. He met Cumberbatch.
He was a bit more forthright, that one. There's quite a long one from Steve from Dundee, but I haven't pre-read it. I could just dive in and see
Go
what happens.
It.
Steve from Dundee. I was working at a fashion show arranged by the very posh St Andrews students. I helped Kate Middleton into her dress. That was the day Kate and Will got it on. She was really nice, even if a tad posh. Hashtag, they all seem to study art history. A lot of hashtags.
Why is Steve helping a lady to get into her dress?
I don't know. Well, it's fashion shows, isn't it? There's no real... It's all... Everyone's just like naked.
Have you got much experience with
fashion shows? Yeah. Done loads. Did, Oh, I can... Actually, this is a good claim to fame as well.
Go on then.
When I say good.
Yeah.
Your face is so ready to snipe me.
I'm going to slap you down.
I was going through my parents' garage about a month ago.
That's not a fashion.
Not a euphemism! I'd paused the Star Trek on the Alice Eve bit and I was going through my parents' garage. And I found an issue of Company magazine.
Yes.
From, I want to say from the year like 2001,
mm-hmm.
when I was one of the top 50 bachelors, available bachelors, something like that.
Slow year.
Also featured Adam Bloom and...
the comics, yeah.
Greg from Capital Radio, Greg James, is it? Not Greg James, the other one. And Steve Jones from T4, etc.
And you were on that list?
Mm.
Who was number one?
Thankfully, it wasn't numbered.
Right. Oh, it has to. It was in an order and someone would have had a full page spread.
No, it was not Playboy. It was just it was just a selection. So there was like loads of, there was like people who were like firefighters and pilots and then people like on the telly and like pop stars and shit.
And you.
And then I was in there for no reason.
Were you just on work experience in the office and sure. they had a slot to fill?
They were like, we're going to print in 11 minutes. Simon, take your shirt off. Get the Polaroid.
All right, to counteract that one.
Yeah. You've definitely been in something like
down.
That. Yeah.
Well, during my very awful modelling days, mm-hmm. I featured in the Matalan catalogue 2007.
Wow.
Spring, summer. Jeff Banks was on the shoot, guys. Chill out.
Jeff Banks of men's underwear fame.
Jeff Banks of the clothes show fame.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were you modelling?
I did, well, it's spring summer, so a range of sort of lightweight
things.
Just
sort
things.
Of like a light white blouse that you could maybe wear a black bra under, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I think that may have been the shoot where I had to be cut out of a pair of trousers. like I said, a very successful career in modelling.
Are you thinking of an episode of Casualty?
No, genuinely, I had to be cut out of a pair of trousers once.
Why?
Because I was a normal size.
What
and because
done?
I probably had the gnocchi for lunch, right? That's
the
what happens. I had to be cut out of a pair of trousers.
Cut out?
Yes.
Like they just wouldn't
the
come
zip
off.
The zip would not come. Like I was wedged.
That is incredible. What a waste of a good pair of trousers.
I know.
The casualties of war.
Jeff Banks never called me again.
Wow.
Da, da, da.
You should have slipped him £100 and asked him to send you his pants.
Yeah. For anyone just coming into the show, it's got very abstract.
Yeah, it really has, hasn't it?
I think we should go to a caller now who's got an amazing celebrity sound alike.
Perfect.
So Sam from Worcester's on the phone, and he reckons that he sounds like a celebrity. Sam, which celebrity do you sound like?
Hi. I think it's a bit shit, to be honest. But
You do the celebrity and then we'll tell you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you better. Do it and we'll guess. Oh, that's a good one. Well done.
Hello there. Welcome to This Morning. I'm Lorraine Kelly and today on the program...
No idea. No idea.
No, no.
Is it Katie B?
Was it that your Usain Bolt impression?
I think you know it's a good impression when you have to say the name of the person in the impression.
Yeah.
I'm Al Pacino! That's a great one. That's a good one. That's not bad, though.
That's quite a good Scottish accent.
Yeah. Can
which
you
do
any other any other Scottish ladies?
No, I don't think. It sounds, you could probably do Susan Boyle as well with the same voice.
Go for
that's
it.
Right. Maybe sing.
Yeah, sing it.
I can't sing, sorry.
You can't do a Lorraine Kelly advert either, but you know, have a go.
Yeah, come on. We're all here for the same reason.
Oh, what should I sing?
A Dream, classic.
I dream.
You're absolutely nailing it. Keep going. Woo! Come on. Come on, incredible. Incredible. I'm not pressing that. That's the wrong one, isn't it? They don't go, eh. Was she on that one? X
yes.
Factor.
No, she was on Britain's Got Talent.
Ah,
she was on an X Factor.
They press the eh on that, yeah?
Yeah, no, they don't have the erts on there.
Confuse them.
Sam, that was...
Sam's still here.
Sam, that was disappointing. So thanks so much. But thank you for ringing in.
That's okay.
Do you have any requests for impressions that you'd like to see Ellie do?
Yeah, I'm quite good.
What's that, Nelson Mandela? Yeah, I reckon she could do it. Yeah,
can she do it, Nelson Mandela?
I reckon she could. She's pretty She did Kanye earlier, so I think
did that quite
in
good.
Terms of doing awkward impressions of other races, we're already in the zone.
Okay, this is my South African accent.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
White bread, brown bread. I saw a giraffe. I can't do it. Oh,
really?
It's hard, yeah. South African.
Fucking bronze.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because I watched District 9 recently.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I thought he sounded a bit sort of Geordie in it.
I think this is my Nelson Mandela impression.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know where it's going, though. I forget. I'm pretty sure it's...
Though?
Pretty sure.
I don't know where it's going, though.
We don't know where... I'm pretty sure this is me offensive to quite a lot of people.
Me don't know. Simon, get out.
What's the accent? It's South African, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fucking bronze. No. Oh, no. I thought this was vegetarian sushi. It's got... I did not order the fucking prawns.
If you haven't seen District 9 again, it's quite a specific reference.
Everyone
Sam,
knows that.
Are you pleased with Simon's impression? What was that? Yes, thank you, Sam. Bye.
Before he can phone anyone and report me for doing something offensive.
Oh, my, look, that was wonderful.
Thanks very much. This TV show has written itself. It's incredible.
Is Nelson the central character? Nelson in a sci-fi movie about aliens in South Africa?
Yes, it's bad impressions of people in different scenarios. Has anyone done this before?
Oh, don't fade
me out!
I'm just going to let you carry on talking and play gorillas.
I just want to thank God. I want to thank my producers. I want to thank my mum and dad. I want to thank Kanye.
I would like to thank...
FUBAR Radio. It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder here on FUBAR Radio. Simon has unfortunately eaten a very large piece of sushi.
That's true.
Have you swallowed, dear?
Right.
What was... Right.
Yes.
Well done. Now, loads of you have been emailing, which has been very nice. You've been keeping us company. Please tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email me at ellie@fubarradio.com and we'll read the best ones out. Simon, hit me.
Going to counter your complaint about Alice Squeaky Eve's topless scene in the new Star Trek film.
Yes.
I don't know who this is from, but he's just got straight to the point.
regarding the corresponding gratuitous shot of naked chap was cut from the film by the producers. The director was unhappy about it.
Just about a naked man in general?
Yeah, apparently.
Fair enough.
So that's totally legit then.
Oh, that's totally, yeah, that's...
So that's totally fine?
Yeah.
Cool.
Tick, tick.
Good. Don't need to change him a screensaver. and another one about impressions. My dad thinks he can do great impressions. He is, however, massively shit. So embarrassing that when he does his Mike Tyson impression when we're out for a drink.
Just bite someone here.
Yeah.
It's a Mike Tyson. It kind of sounds like that a little bit, doesn't it?
It's a little bit like the Nelson.
It actually is in the same sort of... It's also quite similar to Chris Eubank.
Do you exclusively do impressions of black men? Is that all you do at the minute?
That's my vibe. Yeah.
Oh, I really need to work on my impressions.
Of black men?
Yeah.
You did Kanye earlier.
Specifically black men.
Mm, it was tricky. The thing is, sometimes I'll do Sam Jackson, but I'll accidentally do Lawrence Fishburne.
It's happened to all of us.
Boom! A callback to the first part of the show that arguably people won't have been listening for, because I don't
they
think
will
they
do.
Listen
they
to been... the whole 3 hours.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't think people do that, do they?
I think we're charming.
Well, I mean, I agree.
Someone might be, you know...
You can't just say that as you're pulling the sweat drips blouse from out.
I'm not. I'm itching my armpit, actually, Simon. Just because I'm not in my underwear posing because you just want gratuitous shots of women, I'm not even allowed to have an armpit now, am I? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, could you do the in your pants next time? Like PE, if you forget your kit. If 1 week, if I don't wear the right T-shirt and we just have to do it in our pants. I mean, it's really warm in it, to be fair. We could do it. It's got weird.
I don't want to do it in my pants.
I don't
stop pressuring
do it in my
me.
Pants. Oh, God.
I know you haven't got a date for Valentine's, but you really need to chill out.
That's all I'm going to get. All I've got is Alice Eve and Star Trek.
She doesn't know who you are.
She is English. I feel like...
That doesn't mean that you'll stand any more chance.
No, but say I met her in LA, we could be like, hey, you know, oh, bloody what's-its.
See you and your bra.
See you and your bra.
Are you planning to go to LA anytime soon?
Cracking stuff. No, don't have it in the diary, are you?
No, well, stop imagining scenarios. You're never going to meet her. It's never going to happen.
Really?
You're going to die alone.
Can we, if anyone knows Alice Eve, I think she seems really lovely. I think we could have a smashing time together.
She's got a really nice personality.
She does seem like quite a good egg.
Maybe if you did something really romantic for her for Valentine's Day.
Skywriting.
What would you write?
Smashing tits.
What's the most romantic thing you've done for someone?
When I was 17, I wrote I Love You in Love Hearts.
Where?
Just sort of put
on
it out.
The floor?
I think it might have been on a bed.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty awful, isn't it? But it's a thing that happened.
At least you could eat them afterwards.
Exactly.
And clear up the mess.
I thought ahead.
Oh, thinking of the mess now. That's not nice.
I wasn't part of taking it there.
I had an ex-boyfriend once on Valentine's Day, and he gave me like 20 cards during the day.
Wow.
All different ones.
What did they say in them?
Things like, oh, happy Valentine's Day. Hope you have a nice Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Will you be my Valentine?
Just the same thing over and over again.
Just a lot of that. But, you know.
I like the idea.
It's very sweet.
Where were you at the time? Did he keep producing them from like his pocket?
Like a magician.
Like a magician.
Out of his ears.
Some of them were written on handkerchiefs. Yeah.
A rabbit. Ta-da. No, I just threw out the day. Although that suggests it led somewhere amazing. And the last card, it wasn't just another card.
Actually quite like that idea. I like the idea of things like that. Like it was like a little scavenger hunt or something. Maybe they had like clues on them, like he'd hidden them around, or it was like you didn't know what you were going to do on the day. And then it was like, open the card. Will you be my Valentine? Yes. My first is in horses, but not as in courses. You know. And
no.
Then you were like, where are we going? And he was like, we're just going to look at some horses.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just more cards. A boyfriend did once do a treasure hunt for me.
That's very cool.
Which is right. But I had moaned about always wanting a treasure hunt. And then
did
essentially...
Did the treasure hunt like start at his chest? And
no,
just,
no.
No, like,
he wasn't really
trail.
That interested in me at that point. So it was weird. In hindsight, it sounds nice, but then in hindsight, it was essentially, here's a treasure hunt for you to do on your birthday by yourself.
Oh, he wasn't.
Oh,
there.
No, I did it by myself. Just literally to get me out of the house. And then we went to Wharton Towers.
Best day ever? What?
That's quite, when I think about it.
That sounds
that
incredible.
That is not the kind of thing I'd want to
and
do.
And this is when you were 27.
Yeah, basically. It wasn't
weird.
That long ago.
I like it.
Alton Towers.
Solid.
There were fireworks display at the end of the...
Cracking day out.
And he lost his mobile phone, so a win-win for everybody.
Did it fall out of his pocket when he was upside down?
No, that would be a better story. He just left it on the train. That's what happened.
What a penis.
So later on in the show, we've got Tim Chipping from Holy Moly coming up, and he's going to have much better stories about...
He's going to have the scoop, isn't he?
Yeah, than chatting about going to Alton Towers.
He's going to have two scoops.
Two scoops.
It's going deep.
Good. He's gonna have it all.
Chip.
If you've got any celeb based questions or queries, tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email me at Ellie@FUBARradio.com and we'll hear what he's got to say. Loads of amazing stuff, I reckon.
Let's grill him. Let's get grilling.
For now, let's hear some Santi Gold and the Keepers. Santi Gold and the Keepers there. This is Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio, and we are now going to be joined by Tim Chipping, the editor, sound and vision editor, nonetheless, at Holy Moly. Tim, are you there?
I am there, yes. I don't know what sound and vision editor means, and I made that title up for myself.
I think it sounds like you fix tellies.
I just thought it made me sound like it's kind of a David Bowie thing. I wanted it to sound, you know, like I was from the future.
Didn't there used to be a magazine called Sound and Vision?
Yes, I think it probably still is.
Yeah.
Well, it might be an app.
It's just like, you're just the bloke who edits that magazine, but you sit in the same office as Holy Moly. I'm just writing about some AV cables. What are you doing? Oh, Rihanna, cool.
They did. Whoever worked for that magazine had the best job in the world, didn't they? It's just listening to a stereo all day and going, yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
So you could have given yourself any title in the world and you went with Sound and Vision Editor. What were the
other...
Are you rethinking that?
What were your other options?
I don't think I thought about it for that long.
What were you before? Just editor?
No, I wasn't an editor at all. I promoted myself.
Okay. Nice. So does it mean you do...
That works
like,
on the internet. No,
do videos and stuff. You do the videos on the site and that kind of thing.
Sorry?
Does it mean you do the videos and that sort of thing on the site?
It means... Well, it was because it meant I was mainly kind of writing about music and film.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
As opposed to celebrities.
Oh, I see.
But we don't actually have a celebrity editor, so it's meaningless.
Oh, so you do everything then?
That place sounds like a bloody shambles, Tim.
No
Someone
one
needs to rein it in.
On.
Welcome to the show!
Hooray!
You're fitting perfectly. Tim, thank you so much for talking to us today.
No,
we are relying on you to give us all the lowdown on all the top celeb news stories of the week. We've done a few bits and bobs. We've spoken about... What kind of things? What did
Rihanna
we speak about?
Going,
Rihanna
going
being broke.
Broke.
Yeah.
I'm doing air quotes.
And all sorts. But... I mean, you've got some top Shia LaBeouf info.
Some topside
LaBeouf, oui.
Even as we're speaking, he's doing something that's going to eclipse anything that we could talk about now, really.
Yeah.
What is going on with him?
Well, no one knows, really. I mean, if we can hope that it's all an incredible sort of art project that at the end of the year... like idiots for falling for it.
Like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it seems
like
very
Phoenix.
Similar to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, but he's taken it a whole kind of stage further, really, you know.
Because he has got some kind of art project, hasn't he, in the way that seems to be linking back to it, like some art installation.
He has many
you can
kind
go
of
and look at him, can't you, in
yeah.
LA?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, he has many artistic outlets, all of which he's plagiarised from other people. Something he does... Everything he does is unoriginal, including the fact that he walked out of a press conference for his... new film Nymphomaniac, having said, when the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea. Thank you very much. Well, Eric Cantona said that. That
classic
wasn't
Cantona.
Even his own
How do
quote.
You know that, Ellie Taylor?
Everyone knows the Cantona quote.
Never heard
Dude,
it before
I,
in my
I
life.
I hate football and I know that.
Wow. Wow.
Simon Fielder, did you really not know that?
I genuinely have never heard that.
Oh my, well, you
when
had
did,
learnt something today. That was years ago.
Cantona say that after he karate kicked that man.
Was it?
He didn't say it then.
No.
No, Tim will know.
Okay, Tim, when did Eric Cantona famously say that?
Actually, I don't have a
no
clue.
Idea.
At some point in the past,
my
Eric Cantona...
My football knowledge began and ended at that.
Okay.
But that's... Yeah, and then he's doing bags
what,
on
is
head
it a quote,
and
is
all
it a quote
sorts.
From something?
Yeah, the paper bag, yeah. It's with "I'm not famous anymore" written on it.
Weird. And he wore that to the premiere.
Yeah...
Very strange.
You just wouldn't put him in your film anymore, would you? It
draws attention, doesn't it? The thing is, you know, he's got quite a magnetic screen presence, so it's a real pickle.
I'm going to be honest, I've never got the Shia thing. Same with
no.
Ryan Gosling. No, I just think he looks...
I think both of them have sort of quite watchable faces. Mm. I mean, they don't do a lot with their faces, they're just kind of watchable.
That would be the worst compliment that someone would get. You've got quite a watchable face.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make me physically sick into my mouth to look at.
No.
But I can tolerate it for short moments.
Mm. I think I can only really remember seeing Shia LaBeouf in that Nick Cave written film where they all were violent to each other about alcohol. I can't even remember the name of it, but that was quite good. Yeah. And I don't remember him being terrible in it.
Transformers? Was all right
it wasn't
in that.
That, no.
Disturbia? That was okay.
Was it?
Yeah, it was moderately enjoyable.
All right, IMBD over there.
IMBD.
IMDB to be.
BDSM.
Movie man.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, the worrying thing is that if he is having a genuine breakdown, then we're all laughing at a man who's very ill and we all feel very guilty.
I don't think it can't be a genuine.
Story plays out.
Yeah, but it can't be a genuine breakdown because it seems so contrived.
Yeah. What are your criteria for accepting it as a genuine breakdown?
In my medical opinion,
I've seen a breakdown.
Just being a silly Billy.
I've seen Britney when she shaved her head.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
similar stuff.
But she just did it like, you know, she just went into a hairdresser's and just did her thing. Yeah. She didn't go into a red carpet with a bag on her head.
No, he's got a good head of hair though. Probably didn't want to ruin it.
Maybe he has shaved it and that's why he wore the bag.
Good shout, actually.
But I hope he isn't going through some kind of breakdown and this is just for publicity.
Listen, why don't you and I hop on a plane to LA this week? You can go to his exhibition, sit opposite him, read out awkward quotes, and I'll find Alice Eve. Done.
That sounds like a... Tim, we were speaking earlier about Alice Eve in Star Trek. The blonde lady who gets her kit off for no apparent reason. I don't suppose you have any kind of connections to Alice Eve because we're trying to hook Simon up for Valentine's Day.
I'm not even going to say because I was about to say kind of, sort of.
What?
We've gotten in!
I'm leaving it at that.
You can't leave it there!
How do you know her?
Me dangling.
I don't know her. I've never met her.
But I do
have a friend who is in Star Trek. So you know.
What?
Look at Tim just dropping stuff like that.
Is it Benedictine?
No, I'm not going to do a yes-no game.
Okay.
Leave it
or are you?
Oh.
I am not.
Oh, he's too good at this.
He's played it before.
It's like
hasn't
that Des O'Connor thing.
They must have so much fun in that office.
Now, right. James Arthur, he's been a bit of an interesting character in the last few weeks as well.
Well,
I kind of wish that all our website did was write about James Arthur. He's just the gift that keeps giving and then gives you more than you could ever imagine.
Tell us the story. What's been going on?
I don't even know where to begin. I mean, James, obviously, he had a bit of a problem last year where the record company had to kind of take his Twitter privileges away from him because he kept saying really, really unpleasant and unacceptable things. And then he doesn't take being challenged very well. Instead of apologising, he tends to react in a worse way. So he went away for a while, and for a while his Twitter was very boring because it was just updates about gigs he might be playing written by someone who works in his office.
Yawnsville.
You know, and then he came back and it all seemed fine and he said, well, yes, I got a bit down and I had a bit of a think and everything's fine now. And then all of a sudden, a lady by the name of Teddy Edwards, fantastic name. Teddy Edwards. She posted what she claimed to be a conversation that she'd had with James Arthur over text. In which, are we allowed to swear?
Yes. Fuck yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, then he said, I would like to fuck the living shit out of you.
Oh.
Wow.
What a romantic.
Which, you know, is a line that always has worked well for me.
Is that how ladies go to the toilet that way?
Fuck. And he then said, you gonna allow me to? Question mark. Allow.
Oh,
I like
polite.
Allow.
Yeah. He really brought it back around there. That's, gentlemanly.
That's how sex works. Just allow
quick question. Re the shit fucking out of you. May I?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, obviously, that isn't really what I'm into.
No.
And then he got the next day and then had a big go at her over text, saying, babe, don't flatter yourself. You're more random than I'll ever be. Blah, 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 blah. Big rant. So she obviously published this. He then went through these various weird denials. First of all, he claimed that she was making it up. Then she posted his phone number and said, so this isn't your phone number?
Ouch.
Nice.
So then he came up with a new story, was that clearly that was his personal assistant and he's now sacked them.
Wow. Way to deflect that.
So it was his personal assistant's phone number. His personal assistant had been pretending to be James Arthur in order to make these amazing moves
on
random women. But then it got even better when Lucy Spraggan, who was on The X Factor in the same year that
Remember
James
her?
Had, then appeared on Twitter and went, no, that is his phone number.
Lucy.
The Spraggan.
Stirring it
up. So, but I think what kind of really is the sort of worst part of it all is that this could be made up. We don't know. We don't know this woman.
Yeah.
She may have decided to spend her weekend creating fake tweets about Jamie. I don't know why you would.
Or Max Clifford could have just orchestrated the whole thing.
Could have done that.
From his ivory
we
tower.
We should point out that this woman has not sold her story yet.
Okay.
So seems unlikely, but there we go. But it's his response to her is that if it was untrue, you just go, okay, sorry, but you know I didn't do any of these things. Yeah. You probably shouldn't carry on sending them because
or maybe
my lawyer
just ignore
will get in
it.
Touch. Yeah, yeah, or just ignore it or just block her or any of those things. But it's just the endless insults he sent her.
Someone needs really, to, his really management bad. Need to just take, just don't let him have a phone,
he
I
needs
think. I
mean, to be sat down in the media her, training office. Yeah.
He said to her, you're literally not worth the fucking shit on my shoe. Blah, blah, blah. Oh no, this is when he was when he was pretending to be his PA to cover his story.
Oh, wow.
you're literally not worth the fucking shit on his shoe. He has millions of fans, so stop thinking you're important. You're a worthless slut.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, Ellie.
But that all came from
already.
His phone number. So that PA, whoever that PA is.
Whoever that imaginary PA is, he is getting hired and fired the same day.
Oh, James.
But
James.
He's now denying it's all happened, but
which is a shame because I like his music. I think he's you know
he's got a great sound.
He's got a great sound coming from the Arsenal.
I suppose the problem is, Ellie, you want to buy into the rough around the edges image and you want to sell him based upon that, but it turns out he is a bit rough around the edges.
Too rough around the edges.
You've got to take the rough with the smooth.
What an idiot.
Can
James.
Take the boy out of Birmingham or I don't know where he's from.
Somewhere.
Where's he from?
I mean, if we give him the benefit of the doubt and we say by some miracle this was all made up, he still handled it in a very vile and unpleasant and misogynistic
way.
Yeah,
even if it was
but
a PR stunt.
He doesn't come out of it well on any level.
No.
Bad. Bad fail.
Now, in Michael Jackson news.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
He's still dead.
Oh.
Still, sadly.
Still dead. But his fans have successfully sued the doctor who was convicted for killing him.
What?
Well, I think it's some strange quirk of French law. I don't think we can all do this.
Right. Oh,
boo. You know, we would. But yes, it seems that I think originally something like 34 French Michael Jackson fans made claims that they were distraught by Jackson's death and were therefore entitled to some kind of compensation.
Incredible.
Yeah.
How? And, I mean, I don't even know where to start with the logic of that.
I know.
Well, I mean, it was very upsetting for a lot of us. That's not,
we were
you know,
all, hey, we
really
all lost, you know,
upsetting.
The king of music, the prince of
pop.
The prince of popular music, yeah.
The prince
as
of...
As he was known to his fans.
The archduke of popular modern beat combos.
And they won a Euro for it.
Well, this is it. This is... I think this is kind of amazing, sort of, the French sarcasm here. I just think the attitude is fantastic, that they were each given a Euro each as their compensation.
Amazing.
Which I imagine was done with a sort of nonchalant shrug, going, here you go.
Get a baguette.
Yes. Qu'est-ce que tu veux?
Why would
but,
you...
you know, they're claiming it as a victory, because this is a precedent. This has never happened before.
So does this mean now every time a celebrity dies... Ling, 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 ling,
if,
ling,
I think if they were unlawfully killed, yes. And I think the good thing is that very few celebrities are unlawfully
That's
killed
a good thing.
In this day and age.
Crosses out Shirley Temple lawsuit.
We were chatting about earlier about Cheryl Cole coming back to the X Factor.
Yes.
Apparently, we don't know that. And Nicole Scherzinger on the way out. What have you heard on the lowdown? You with your knowledge
well,
of Alice
heard,
Eve.
We heard a while ago that it was going to be Robbie Williams and Ollie Murs.
Oh, that would be great.
What, Robbie Williams and Robbie Williams Jr.?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Kind of maybe sitting on his knee like a ventriloquist.
Like Steptoe and Son.
But now we think it's Cheryl Cole.
I don't know if she'd come. Would she come? Would you come back if you were Cheryl Cole?
Well, that's what we were chatting about earlier. I don't think I couldn't forgive Simon Cowell. I couldn't.
He's not going to
apologise, is
he? For
all his charisma, I don't think I could, because she was made to look like a proper idiot. Although maybe she'd come back in as the underdog and they'd have proper good hashtag bants about it all the whole time.
Do an impression if you can.
It's the forced banter, yeah. To me, it feels like it's going to be the last one, that this is Simon Cowell coming back to preside over the final X Factor of all time.
And then shut it down.
This would be like season, what, like 13 or something?
Yeah, I mean, who won it this year? Or last year?
This year was that lady who was the prison officer.
Exactly.
Sam Bailey, yes.
Wow, she's good.
The year before, I don't know.
Did James Arthur win it, or was that Britain's
Got
Talent?
Yes, that was James Arthur.
Oh, right.
Oh, it was James Arthur.
That's the only one I can name.
That's where we are. And that's the level we've hit. You know, you can't keep scraping the talent barrel because
Where's
eventually
Steve
you're
Bernstein
just into the earth underneath.
Steve Bernstein, may he rest in peace.
Well, well actually, Steve Brookstein got involved.
Brookstein! Thanks,
how quickly they forget.
I know.
Steve Brookstein, we can't see, you know what we've done now? We've conjured him up, because if you mention Steve Brookstein's name, he does appear.
Oh, no.
And whenever we mention him, he instantly appears on Twitter to kind of have a go at us.
Of course.
Because this is his entire cause célèbre, is pointing out the evils of the X Factor. And he's he's actually got involved in the James Arthur sex text fail. He popped up and had a go at the girl for that.
Oh, God.
Don't know why. He always picks the wrong side. But.
It is sad, all these people that have...
Yeah, it's really
it's a massive
sad
part of their lives, and then they suddenly have to sort of...
Go back to being normal.
And just shout.
Yeah, it's strange that no one realises that even winning the X Factor is the start. It's not the end. You know, all you've done is jump the queue to the very start of your career. You haven't jumped the queue to success, and they never, ever realise that. And then they always feel they've somehow been done out of something they were promised when 2 years down the line they dropped. It's like, no, you just didn't sell any records because people didn't particularly like you. That's what happens to everybody else.
It's a sad story,
though,
isn't it?
You just jump the queue that everyone else does. Everyone else has to work at it for a while. You jump the queue and then expect it to be at number one.
Oh.
It doesn't work like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, James Arthur, we hope you stop being a dickhead soon.
He won't. It's over. His career is over.
Oh, is it?
That is...
If I was in charge of his record, would you, if you were in charge of James Arthur's record career now, would you be thinking, looking forward to working on another album with him?
Yeah,
or would you be thinking, looking forward to dropping him as soon as we possibly can?
Yeah, it's not really worth the hassle, is he, I suppose?
As soon as he stops making money, that's when they'll look away.
But these acts are so expensive to market that they really don't make very much money.
Yeah.
Until you can get them to break America as Little Mix and One Direction have, you're spending so much for so little back that they're not worth keeping around. Even when their album has sort of gone to number four or five, they're not worth keeping because it costs so much money to get an album to that position.
It's hard, such a harsh world,
isn't it?
Oh, God, it has.
Now it's the evils of the record industry. The thing is,
I can tell you my amazing fact about Simon Cowell, though.
Please do.
I have been in his shower.
With him?
Sadly not, no. But he has, on the side of his office that he's got on the top of the Sony building, it's a beautiful office, by the way. He has amazing interior decor taste, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He has a secret, but it's all leather panels, these cream leather panels. One of them is a secret panel that opens up into a massive bathroom and a 10-person shower.
What?
That sounds really seedy.
And next to the toilet, widescreen TV where he watches cartoons.
Cartoons? That's mental.
A 10-person shower?
There's only one reason for a TV in the bathroom.
He watches cartoons in the morning. That's what he likes to do in the bathroom.
With 9 other people showering at the same time.
Sunita and scrubbing
his
back.
I'm not saying that.
It's like Wacky Races in there.
it's a beautiful, beautiful office.
Well,
he has great taste. And also he's dismantled the smoke alarm so he can smoke in it.
Old school. I want to go and see it.
It's like Mad Men.
I'm willing to trade in my Alice Eve chip for a shower in Simon Cowell's off, actually, as I say out loud.
In a few years,
horrific.
If he falls on hard times, that could be like a red letter day experience.
$59.99,
go and look at Simon Cowell's shower.
Me and 9 other people smoking in the shower, watching cartoons.
Tim, thank you so much for your weekly roundup.
No,
that was brilliant. If you have any hot news, if you do manage to get Alice Eve's number,
please will you just text
just drop
me her
us
number.
A line.
Cheers, Tim.
No,
cheers,
Tim.
No, thank you.
I'm going to take that as a maybe. All right, talk to you soon, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Cheers.
Bye.
But, that was good. Simon Cowell's shower. It was.
I'll tell you what, Tim has come in late on in the game and absolutely smashed the claim to fames, because that is extraordinary.
I know. Simon Cowell's
shower. Have you ever showered in a celebrity's house?
I'm going to think about that.
Yeah.
And
because
get back to
there's
you.
A number of ways that could have happened, I suppose, aren't there?
Clattons!
FUBAR Radio.
It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Field are here on FUBAR Radio. Simon has just been for a wee and has run back by the skin of his teeth and made it.
Sure.
What were you doing?
Weeing, you just said.
You had 3 minutes.
Really? I've got a really wide bladder.
Well, I'm glad we've cleared that up.
Also, I was doing my hair off.
Oh, well, you need to, bearing in mind we're on radio and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Simon, can you get on your chair?
Yep.
And can you tell me if we've got any wonderful tweets and emails coming in?
Yes, I'm going to look through them live. Celeb spotting, we've got one here. It says, I bumped into Pat Butcher from EastEnders. She signed an autograph but got very pissed off when my little cousin shouted, look, it's Fat Pat. Harsh.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd recognise Pat Butcher, would I?
Yeah, you would.
She's the one that's fat.
She's a larger lady and has big earrings, but she doesn't wear big earrings in real life. In real life, she's really posh and doesn't sound like what she did when she was on EastEnders.
Because she's sort of like, when I'm down Albert Square, I'm like that. And then she's actually rather
trained. Actually, when I was in Rada, yes, she's like that.
I love that. That is, I genuinely still surprises me when that happens.
I saw someone who was like that the other day. The girl from Game of Thrones, who is Jon Snow's bit of stuff.
Okay.
Redhead. In there, she's like, oh, this is a good impression if anyone watches Game of Thrones. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Nay.
Oh.
I'd like to, though.
If anyone watches Game of Thrones, just brace yourself, okay? You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That sounds...
Producer Nat's well on it.
It's pretty good.
She's like that, right? But in real life, I saw her interview. She's thank you. I enjoyed it so much. We filmed it in Ireland. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Both of those impressions, really good.
Thank you.
I liked them both.
Thank you very much.
We got a text with no name in. It's pretty vague. Mm-hmm. It's not only is it a text with no name, but it just says, I saw Rihanna when she was on the tube last year. You couldn't get close to her because of her posse.
Oh, yeah, she went on the tube, didn't she, to get to gigs?
I heard that. And Jay-Z did the same thing, didn't he, in New York to get to his shows in Brooklyn.
Sometimes you gotta.
Well, I don't think you have to, but, you know, it's a nice PR exercise, isn't it?
How famous would you have to be to not ride the tube or get public transport anymore?
That's actually quite an interesting question because sometimes you see quite famous, don't you?
Yeah.
Where I live in the... Kilburn West Hampstead region. I've completely blanked.
My mum once saw Ben Shepherd on the tube.
Yeah, I think you have to be Ben Shepherd's level to not ride the tube.
Well, there was a picture recently that Holly Willoughby and Dermot O'Leary tweeted of them. The traffic was so bad they were like tweeting, "We're getting on the tube." So them, that's obviously a crazy thing to do.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still trying to... Mitchell and Webb. Jesus, where? That took a while, didn't it? They live in that area.
Right.
And I've spotted them on the tube, getting on the tube. Saw Ken Livingstone getting on the tube there.
Oh, that's good.
Politicians, maybe, because, you know, they want to stay in touch with the peeps. But
yeah,
people like Mitchell and Webb, I would say, sort of on the level, because they're recognisable. And it's probably just annoying if people keep pestering you.
And you could probably afford an Addison Lee if you get to that level. The dream.
The dream is to, guys, don't need a coat, get an Addy Lee there, yeah?
Yeah, Addy, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the tube, though. It's going to be quicker, isn't it?
It's always going to be quicker.
That's why I do it. I don't like private limos anywhere. Keep them.
I mean, obviously, we could both afford to and we need to, but you put on a baseball cap, don't you? Keep your head down.
That's what I do.
No one spots you. Sure, maybe I sign 6 to 19 autographs a day, but listen, that's what I signed up for when I joined FUBAR Radio, where they can't even see what we look like.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We're kind of big time.
Listen, guys, you're tuned into the Big Time Hour with TV's Ellie Taylor and FUBAR Radio's Simon Field.
That could be our catchphrase. That's the head up. I like it.
Thanks.
Okay. No worries.
Thanks a lot.
Laughing at you is fine.
Someone else said, some people have just texted in constantly. Someone's just said, I have a tiny bladder. I cannot even go on a bus for longer than 20 minutes. Love the show. Leaky Gary.
Now, I don't know what he's referring to there. Is he just referring to your wheeze?
Presumably, because I said I had a big bladder. That's why it took a while.
Fine.
Saved it up.
I was thinking, is that a celebrity spot? How is that to do with showbiz?
He's just sent it to the wrong email address. That was meant to be to NHS Direct.
Oh, no. Poor Gary.
Shall I reply? Dearest Gary, we have forwarded your details onto your local GP. Thanks, Gazza. It's good to hear.
Here, have some tenor, lady.
Yeah.
Any more for any more?
I reckon that's about it for now. Let's see. Oh, there's one more. Here we go. Hope. I presume that's their name, or it's just a campaign. Hope from Spam Valley, brackets Milton Keynes. I just love this show, Ellie. You're amazing. I wish I'd pre-screened this, really, because there's no mention of me. Awkward. Love the show. Just mention Ellie. Forget her. So, hearing about the business of celebs is brilliant. After I win The Voice, this will be really useful. P.S. I want a 10-person shower. Hashtag CD. If there's any hashtag for this show, hashtag mucky, come on.
Hashtag mucky.
Mushy.
Mushy mucky.
Hashtag mushy peas.
It gets mushy after it's been mucky. That's what happens.
Oh, no.
That's
when you need to get in the 10-person shower.
I kind of had a 10-person shower at university because I...
sports team?
Basically, because...
Hockey?
No, netball.
Okay, of course.
Because I was quite a precious teenager.
Were
Can you
indeed?
Imagine that?
It's hard for me to.
And I was offered halls without an en suite.
Good lord.
So my mum,
mummy, rang up for me and said to the accommodation people, "Oh, my daughter has such bad eczema." Just made it up.
Oh my God.
Such bad eczema. She wouldn't feel comfortable. She'd need her own ensuite.
So I got given the only ensuite left, which was a massive disabled one. It was enormous.
I don't think eczema counts as being disabled.
I know. And like they gave me that. Amazing.
That is brilliant.
It was an enormous room and it was a massive bathroom. Like it was like a throne toilet because it had to be disabled.
Did it have those like big handles that came down on the side and stuff?
So it was quite good when you were hungover. You could just like fall asleep on the cushion on the toilet.
How many times did you accidentally pull the red?
I had one of those.
Turning the light on.
Had one of those.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the parties we had in that shower.
Wow.
We didn't at
Nothing.
All. We just, people came in and watched Neighbours.
That's the wet room. Just sat and watched cartoons.
Yeah. Me and Simon have a lot in common.
How do you feel about wet rooms? I've always wanted to say that out loud.
You just did.
No, I stayed in a hotel at the weekend and it had one of those, it didn't have a shower, a cubicle bath thing. It was just like the shower was there. There was a bit of a divider and you're like, yeah, look at this. I can just, I'm in the shower. I'm out of the shower. And then as soon as you get out of the shower, everything is wet.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Seems like a good idea, but
it's not a good idea,
piss
Simon.
Everywhere when I'm in the shower.
Then it's a wet room.
I'm like, oh, that's gone on my toothbrush. That's awkward. I'm not even talking about the actual bathroom. It was the bedroom that was a wet room. Oh. Well, I was done.
Oh,
I was just on my own.
Hashtag mucky. Oh. Right, I believe we have a caller on the phone. It's a sound-alike, nonetheless.
Amazing.
Sound-alike on the phone. What is your name and where are you from?
It's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm okay.
And where are you from?
I'm in Norwich today.
Norwich?
Just today?
Just today, yeah.
Okay. Jeff, is it a Jeff with a J or a G?
It's with a J.
J. My middle name, Jeffrey, with a G.
Oh.
Because I felt a bond already, but it's not as good as I'd hoped.
Like unidentical twins.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, word on the street is you can do a voice of a celebrity, a sound-alike. True?
That's interesting. No, not really, but I'll have a
Thanks
go
Thanks for
at
calling,
that,
Jeff.
Want.
See you. Yeah.
It was about... I was going to talk about a celebrity I claim to fame.
Oh,
but
no, that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
Because I could do a celebrity impersonation.
Yeah, let's start off with
really
one
awful.
Of those, please. Yeah.
Okay, let's... Okay, we'll do an awful celebrity impression and then we'll go on to hear your claim to fame.
Okay.
Has he had some comments?
Thanks for calling, Jeff. That's another... I think he's the guy who emailed about his leaky wee. This is not NHS Direct, guys. We're very, very specific.
That was Pingu.
Oh.
That's a rubbish Pingu. I could do a better Pingu.
Go for it.
Well, go on, then.
Actually, pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks like you made a beak out of
I know,
your,
and I was really trying.
That's pretty good.
I kind of have an advantage because my dad used to work for the company that made Pingu.
No, that is an advantage when it comes to doing an impression of Pingu.
Because I had a free DVD, so I had access to materials.
You've been studying.
Hell yeah. What was your celebrity spot? Was it Pingu?
No, I was wandering about in the Stone Circle at Glastonbury and I spotted a fire and I was a bit drunk.
Okay, is not a celebrity, Jeff.
Well, no, but I sat down next to this dude called Joe and then he knew a lot about music and I was chatting to him for ages. And then someone put a log in the fire and it all lit up and then I could see it was Joe Strummer from The Clash that I'd been sat next to.
Good spot. You pulled that overly long story around at the end. I'm not going to lie to you, Jeff. I did think you were going to say it was Joe Wiley when it lit up and she's just got a deep voice. Joe Strummer's a bloody great one.
I have no idea who that is.
Joe Strummer from The Clash. The band The Clash.
I've heard of The Clash. I wouldn't know any of their back catalogue.
Okay. London Calling.
Probably, I know that one.
Yeah, you know that one.
Oh, he's in that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right then. Well done, Jeff. That's okay.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You've made up for the shit Pingu thing.
I think Ellie's less impressed by that one than me, Jeff. Sorry.
No, that does not beat my Bill Oddie one from a few weeks ago.
She's about celebs, really. I'm more impressed with the music stuff. So I'm giving you gold medal for that one.
Thank you very much.
Suchy gold.
Oh, I'd give you 20p. That's what I'd give you. Jeff, thank you so much for ringing.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a nice goodbye.
Jeff with a J. It was nice, wasn't it? Well brought up. It's always important.
It is. Now, I reckon it's time for some Wiley.
The musician Wiley or Joe Wiley?
Joe Wiley's busy with other broadcasters.
She's busy being a more successful broadcaster than us.
How rude.
No.
But
to start somewhere. Remember, the X Factor's just the beginning. You don't get a free career. FUBAR Radio's just the beginning.
Yeah, give us a year and we'll be wearing a Rolex.
That's right. And I'll be texting William in saying I want out of them.
Yeah, but the Rolex was because the next song is Wearing My Rolex.
Oh, sorry.
How did you not even get...
I didn't read it.
Oh, for God's sake, Simon.
It's wearing my Rolex, the song by Wiley.
Yes!
What Holla. A great link! Next thing she's wearing my Rolex.
Ellie Taylor on Football Radio.
Still talking over the stings. Start as you mean to go on.
I think so.
Yeah, it's fine.
I just fuck with the system, man.
I prefer your voice to the mother Fubar radio, man.
I quite like... Did you do those as well?
No, they should have called me, though. I reckon I'm cheaper than him.
Whilst we were listening to Wiley wearing my Rolex, producer Nat blooming pipes up with a good one that she kept under her hat. Nat, please tell everybody who you saw on the tube the other day.
Patrick Stewart.
How did she not mention that before?
Make it so.
What, is that from the X-Men?
Oh, it's from Star Trek.
Oh, I don't know that one.
No.
Sorry. But that's very impressive.
Yeah, he's there with a hat on, reading a paper. Just being left alone. No one bothered him. He's very calm, collected.
Was he with Ian McKellen?
No, McKellen wasn't there.
Do they always go around together?
I think they're a duo, aren't they? They do most stuff together.
Like Ant and Dec.
They're releasing a Christmas single.
That's because he's like genuine A-list, I would say.
Very much so.
Yeah. And he's riding the tube.
That's actually an Incredo story.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, he seemed nice. He was very smiley as well. He's quite moody sometimes, isn't he, Patrick Stewart? In interviews I've seen a little bit.
Right.
But Peace Stew was there very...
Peace Stew?
Yeah.
Maybe he just had to get somewhere quickly and the old Addy Lee wasn't going to do it.
What paper was he reading?
Standard, of course.
Oh, nice.
Standard!
That's nice.
Well, if it was the Mail, I may have, like, gone off him already.
Free, though, isn't it? So
it's free.
To be fair, the standard is...
Standard.
Standard is standard. And who else did you see?
Actually, yesterday, I saw Harry, the fit drummer from McBusted Fly.
McBusted Fly. What a week for you.
It's been an actual showbiz week.
What a man, what a man, what a man.
We're supposed to be doing all the showbizing. And
don't
it
need
turns
to
out,
leave it to Natalie.
Producer Nat's out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Spotting everyone. Stalking.
One for the team.
Arguably stalking
that
people.
That was very good. And what was Harry doing on the tube?
Again, reading the standard.
Turns out people will just read whatever paper is
it's
in front
free.
Of them
it's
on the
free.
Tube. Yeah.
But he had a... It was quite a cold day, but he had a T-shirt on, because obviously it's all about the arms with him. He's the drummer, isn't he?
Has he got good arms?
Oh, he's got great. I love an arm, and he has two very good ones.
He's got two?
Yeah.
Greedy. Share the love.
The ladies, and some gentlemen certainly noticed the arms on the tube as well.
No.
Crowd forming around him, just staring at his arms.
Did he have his arms out
in the winter?
Just in the West, he just sat there in a tight T-shirt, arms out.
No jacket or anything? That's what happens when you're used to getting Addy Lees around.
Yeah, exactly.
He's gonna be freezing when he pops out of Argyle Street.
Also, he had a wedding ring on. I didn't know. I need more intel on
this. Yeah, he's married. A couple of them are married now. The lead singer is married and is having a baby. He released a YouTube video announcing he was having a baby, and it was all really cute.
Oh,
lovely.
Can't believe I missed that one.
Yeah, you do. I'll send it to you. I favourited it.
Thank you very much. Please send me the link immediately.
Oh, can we go and see McBusted? I'd really like
to
see that.
I can sort that out. I'll get onto that, yeah.
Simon, do you want to come?
Yeah, I will come, yeah.
If you like hip hop, you'll love McBusted.
I preferred them when Charlie Simpson was in them.
Oh. He was in with the eyebrows.
I'd go and see Fightstar. I genuinely
like
them.
Are they still around?
Yeah. No, sadly.
Are they not?
No, he's put out some solo stuff, Charlie, in the last couple of years.
What?
But Fightstar, I think they're pretty much done.
Why didn't he join McBusted if he's not doing anything else?
I suspect he's past it now. Yeah, he's over it.
They were really good.
He was never that keen on being in them in the first place, was
no.
he? But, you know, maybe... We get to the year 3000, things will change. We live underwater.
Oh, good God, that was amazing. So happy right now. That was fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, I got some references up my sleeve. I'm wearing short sleeves as well. Boom.
Oh, it's just like he's opposite me right now. Yeah. What's going on in the email and tweets and all that jazz?
There's a very
as we come to the end of the show.
Email. Yeah, there's... We chatted about wet rooms earlier.
We certainly did.
Just like we threw that open, bit of wet room chat. On the modern cutting edge radio station. One email in here from Chris in Droitwich just says, pointless. That's it. He's a man of few words, Chris. And Chris has followed it up by saying, hard to shit with wet feet.
That can happen. Is it hard?
That can happen.
Why would it be hard?
It's just very, I find it distracting.
Because you're just thinking about your feet.
Yeah, don't want wet feet. One more celeb spot as well.
Mm.
This one's come in from Clark in West Bromwich.
Mm.
And he says, I literally ran into Pete Doherty in Victoria Park when I was jogging. He fell off a bench into the path and I had to take abrupt action.
weird that he'd be from West Bromwich and running in Victoria Park, but maybe he was visiting or something for the weekend. You never know, do you? People get around.
I run on Hampstead Heath sometimes I take fitness very seriously.
Yeah.
And I've seen Liam Gallagher a few times.
Wow.
Hang on, is it Liam or Noel? One of them. Gallagher.
Does he run or sort of swagger?
He swaggers and wears a hood, so no one can really see who it is.
Oh.
But I know, because I'm a local and us locals stick together.
Wow. Are you part of the Never to Watch? You get like a text, he's out running now, go now.
Go. And actually, the other day, I saw Emma Thompson by the Tesco's.
Good.
I don't know how I didn't mention that. That's a good one.
That is a good spot.
Yeah.
It's up there with Peace Stew.
It probably is, isn't it? She wasn't on the tube.
E-Tom.
Who's that?
Emma Thompson.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I totally got confused.
Just
did the same thing.
Pretty good spot, that one, actually.
Thank you very much.
Do you know what? I go to Hampstead quite a lot, and I have not seen any celebritars there.
You never even seen me, have you, there?
No. Every time I'm there and I text you going, I'm in Hampstead, what are you up to? You're like, oh, some made up excuse.
Oh, yeah. At least I'm consistent with my makeup excuses.
That is true.
One day I might let you come to my house.
They're all consistently made up.
Yeah, they are. I don't even live in Hampstead, I've just told you.
No, incredible. She actually lives in Balham, South London.
Thank you so much for getting in touch with all your tweets and emails. They've been lovely to read out.
We've actually had a pretty good turnout, haven't we? I would say the more the merrier. Just keep them blasted in. We're going to be talking about the same shit every week.
That's the way to sell it. Our cleverly crafted material.
Nah, just get us your wet room chat. That'll be a great one. We can keep that going. That'll run and run, I imagine.
I reckon it will.
Wet rooms.
Hashtag wet room.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag mucky.
Right, let's get some Mike Snow now with Animal.
FUBAR Radio.
Hello, it's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio. And this... it's the last little bit of our show.
Really sad.
Our time has come.
Let's run this ship aground.
I think we've done that. We did that at least an hour ago.
Yeah. Okay, let's patch this ship up so it's ship-shape for next week.
Let's tell me what these people are saying on the as I point to the computer screen that you cannot see.
Yeah, thanks. It's just a little shout-out. It's quite nice, isn't it? We've had a lot of people just writing in with stuff they've done, but it's just nice to know that anyone
is listening.
So this one just says... me and the girls at Sussex Uni studying law, the funky legal first years,
oh my God,
are in the library pretending to work. We just got told off for giggling. Hashtag mucky.
Let's get it trending.
Oh, God. I've just realised something quite concerning.
Go on.
Hashtag mucky is a bit like hashtag moist, isn't it?
No, it's a different word.
Yeah, it's different. Okay. Don't want to be associated with that sort of thing.
Okay.
But
thank you. That's lovely.
That's really nice, guys. If you are listening, I would say... write in, but we're finished. So write in next week. Tell us where you're listening. Where you're listening is quite interesting because it's an app. You could be doing something weird or you could be in a weird place. It'd be actually
the weirdest
genuinely
place,
interesting
yeah.
to be like, I'm on a plane.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that.
Some planes have got Wi-Fi on them though.
No? Oh, have they?
Yeah.
All right, frequent flyer, Avios point man.
Thank you very much. What's Avios?
Oh, sometimes I fly VA, whatever.
Oh, God, here we go.
You know when you went to Venice on Air Miles?
Yeah, no, I'll meet you in the lounge. I'll be getting a haircut. quick final text from Daisy in East Ham. Orlando Bloom gave me a hug on Oxford Street. I was instantly wet. Hashtag wet room, hashtag mucky. Love what you've done there, Daisy.
Daisy,
she's tied the whole show together with us with Orlando Bloom.
That's as many people would like to do.
What an absolute ruddy bloody treat.
She's
Daisy.
Even capitalised the W in wet as well, just to underline that.
Really unnecessary. Ian in Basildon, I saw Lizzie McGuire star Hilary Duff in a Starbucks in LA. She looks so different. Didn't give us any more info.
Maybe it wasn't her at all. That's why she looked so different.
It was a different lady. She was a black lady with a massive weave. She's totally different to how she's on telly.
I went to LA a few years ago.
Oh, God.
Nearly 10 years ago, yeah. And went travelling there. And
travelling?
Yeah, some people go to like Bolivia and I...
You're like,
really
where
roughing
is like,
it
the
in
most
LA.
First world place I could go?
Oh, God, we've got to go to the Ivy for lunch. We did. It was my 22nd birthday. I went to the Ivy for lunch. Courtney Cox was there.
Wow.
And then a few days later, sat next to my doppelganger in a restaurant. Steve Tyler. I sat next to him in a restaurant.
Did you get a picture?
No.
Oh, that would have been the best picture.
It was before anyone had told me I looked like him. God damn it. How
that
annoying
is unfortunate.
Is that?
Wow, you've got to make the emission.
Be what?
Make that your mission.
Oh, me, okay.
When we go to LA for me to go out with Alice Eve, you meet Shia LaBeouf, you get Steve Tyler. Oh, I've met Steve Tyler.
The plan is, it's like the new plot of a new Hangover film. This is going to be brilliant.
It's actually going to be pretty sweet.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for getting in touch and sending us all your tweets and emails. We have had a lovely time. We are back next week between 1 and 4 for all the mucky shenanigans.
It's going to be a mucky, wet mess.
We can only dream again, Simon.
Yeah. No, I mean, I haven't made it to the toilet quick enough.
Thank you so much. It really has been a pleasure for us to do this. We've had a lot of nice fun.
First one done.
I think we nailed it.
Can't even say the sentence.
In parentheses.
Nailed it into my thumb.
But we are back next week between 1 and 4. Have a lovely week.
Bye.